Edge Adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
I cannot believe it is June 1st. Hard to believe. It seems like we were just conducting Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers. Time has been flying this year, and the countdown to the 75th anniversary of D-Day, Operation Overlord, the invasion of Normandy, storming the beaches by the Allied forces to overthrow the Nazi war machine, occurred June 6, 1944. And in hour two of today's show, we are joined or will be joined by three very special guests that are going to recreate the D-Day Eve jump parachuting behind enemy lines as they did 75 years ago, June 5, 1944. And we will get to that in hour two. We recorded that earlier this week. We recorded it on Wednesday. The reason being is those three gentlemen left yesterday for Paris and ultimately Normandy. 22 incredibly patriotic Americans. They're all involved with Horse Soldier Distillery in St. Petersburg, Florida. We have had them all on in the past. Lieutenant Colonel Rob Schaefer, Staff Sergeant Tyler Garner, Brennan Hollinger. They are going to be jumping on Wednesday, the day before D-Day, and we are going to be recording our D-Day 75th anniversary show from the American Victory Ship next Thursday on D-Day itself, where there's some big festivities going on. The American Victory Ship, a comfort ship that saw time in World War II. It was brought back, restored. It is docked in the port of Tampa. So we will be conducting the show from there. We have much to get to today, but as always, your global five-star general and alpha male in chief, extending a long-ass snappy salute. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure, long live the alpha, make America great again, make masculinity great again, screw the enemies of pleasure. As always, coming to you from the friendly confines, cigar-friendly and pleasure-friendly confines of Command Center Alpha Humidor 1A in the Cigar City of Tampa. Hope you had a meaningful Memorial Day weekend, that during Memorial Day weekend you enjoyed going out to the beach or golf or barbecues, but at the same time reflected on the true meaning of Memorial Day this past Monday. And over the course of the weekend, I watched on PBS their Memorial Day concert, Exceptional. If you did not watch it, if you did not see it, it was Sunday evening, go to pbs.org. I believe they have a replay on pbs.org. It was exceptional, incredibly emotional, always very well done. Joe Mantegna hosts it. Dennis Haysbert was on it. Just very, very well done. And so I caught up on a couple of movies as well. I wanted to look at some catch some different movies. And one of the films that I actually saw, a documentary that I was not intending upon watching, but it intrigued me. It was a documentary called Fed Up. Fed Up. And it is about the obesity epidemic going on in the United States. I saw it on Amazon Prime. I believe it's on Netflix. This documentary was originally produced in 2014, narrated by Katie Couric. And it focuses on the causes of obesity in the U.S., specifically looking at the massive quantities of sugar that are in all these processed foods that the government does not look at, that the food pyramid, everything that we have been told by the FDA, by the FDA to a degree, the USDA, the government, medical experts, everything we've been told is a total crock of baloney, processed baloney. Now think about this. Our grandparents, great-grandparents, what was their normal breakfast? Their normal breakfast consisted probably of eggs, bacon, maybe some sausage, not processed foods. They didn't start their day with a couple of cups of sugar-laden cereal or sugar-laden muffins or donuts. Good old-fashioned eggs. One ingredient, egg, comes from natural. I mean, just natural comes from a chicken. Bacon comes from a hog. Now, it can be processed certainly when cured. But overall, when you look at the ingredients primarily of bacon or sausage or an egg, I mean, it's one thing. That's it. And yet somewhere along the line, and many of us over the years never ate breakfast. I was never and never to this day, never a big breakfast eater. On weekends, I'll go out for brunch. If I'm traveling, and for example, when I attend the Florida Broadcasters Convention the end of the month at Ritz-Carlton, of course, I'm going to be staying on the club level because my Marriott status allows me to get upgraded. And they have a beautiful club lounge, and I'm sure I'll partake in something healthy. But what I will not partake in is cereal or muffins or processed foods or sugars. But for years and years, we were told butter, evil. Stay away from butter. Instead, use margarine. Margarine, fabricated, made up in a lab somewhere. We were told margarine is much healthier than butter. What we subsequently found out was margarine was loaded with trans fat. That's what causes the arteries to get clogged.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Brent Weber.
Good evening, baseball fans, and welcome to historic Tiger Field in Reading, California, where tonight your Reading Colt 45s entertain the West Coast Kings in summer collegiate baseball action. The two managers are exchanging lineup cards at home plate right now, and we'll be introducing the starting lineup to you shortly. Now, for your Reading Colt 45s, they've won three straight games coming off of a sweep over their most recent opponent when they scored a total of 28 runs in two games, a very impressive stretch for the Colt 45s. And as we take a look at the starting lineups, let's do that. The West Coast Kings actually are playing their first game of this summer collegiate season. They'll be playing out of the Bay Area, and they are managed by a man whose father played baseball in the big leagues alongside our own Rick Bassetti. Kyle Gross is the manager. His father, you may recall, Wayne Gross, was a third baseman for the A's and had a long career, big power-hitting left-handed third baseman. So let's give you their lineup real quickly, and we'll learn about their players as we go along, these two teams playing today and tomorrow. Brett Tresson will be in center field. Batting second for them will be Luke O'Brien. Stephen Wraith is the third baseman hitting third. Ricky Pato will be in right field batting cleanup. Big Jaden Bobob is the first baseman. He hits fifth. John Waite, the catcher, in the sixth hole. Mike Winokur bats seventh in left field. and Logan Cole is their designated hitter. Nico Marlborough is the shortstop. Evan Dean, the left-hander on the mound, will make the start again, the first start for them. For your Reading Colt 45s, and I'm sure that you can hear our good friend Baron Browning in the background. Tyler Thompson will be leading off in center field. Just rejoined the club yesterday, and great to have him back in the lineup for a second straight night. He's in center field. Brendan Roop had a big opening game last night with a multiple hit effort. He'll be out in left field batting second. Eric Carlson, you remember the name. Well, last year Eric had a terrific season in the summer. He has returned just back in the lineup, just finished an excellent postseason campaign at Oklahoma Baptist. Eric is in the lineup playing first base tonight. He hits third. Chris Brew had a big night, 7 runs batted in last evening. The Simpson University star will be the DH tonight, and he'll bat cleanup. Kevin Schrodel, the catcher, the former UPrep star, catching his brother tonight. He is in the 5 spot. Peyton Edwards hits 6th, Shasta College second baseman, and he'll be working with his what appears to be his regular Keystone combination there. Nick Horsley will hit 7th. He's at 3rd base, caught the first several games. And Miguel Marquez is at shortstop tonight. Edwards and Marquez working nicely up the middle. And Andy Baena, who's got a nice 3-game hitting streak going, he's in the 9 hole now. He'll start in right field for the first time tonight. On the mound will be Nick Schrodel. We'll tell you all about Nick in just a moment as we prepare for tonight's game. It's a beautiful, beautiful early evening. Some light wispy clouds and a little bit of a breeze, but a nice crowd and plenty of time to still get out to the ballpark. So let's get set to take a break, and we'll be back with more right now. Reminding you, you're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Happy Valley Strawberry Festival is coming June 1st and 2nd. Here's Frank Muse to tell you more.
Hello, we want to invite you and the whole family for 2 days of fun at the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. Ice cream, strawberries, and shortcakes. All starts Saturday at 7 o'clock with the Happy Valley 4-H Club's pancake breakfast, $5 a plate at the Mary's Pizza Booth. 165 vendors, pie eating contest, pony rides, magician, antique trucks and tractors, and Harley Club. Free parking and admission. West Valley High School at Gas Point and Happy Valley Road. Tickets sold in advance at the Happy Valley Market, Country Market, and the Happy Spot Market, and also at the door.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and wet paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Brent Weber back with you at Tiger Field, taking the air chair tonight from Joseph Van Dyke, who has the ball game off tonight. He'll be back with you tomorrow night when these same two teams, the Reading Colt 45s And the visiting West Coast Kings will get a first look at them tonight. They are a solid-looking ball club with some strong college players in their lineup who we'll tell you about as we go on throughout this evening. But we were mentioning earlier, Redding Colt 45 starting tonight, making his third start, Kyle Schrodel. 9 innings on the season with an 8 ERA, but a little deceptive. He's been working himself back into some health. He's had pretty good control at this point. Again, the 8.0 ERA is a little bit deceptive. He, of course, playing along with his brother, the big left-hander. They both attended UPrep High School, and his brother is doing the catching. I spoke to him before the game, and he said always wants to throw to his kid brother. And, of course, they're also doing that in college, both of them playing together at Crown College, and terrific opportunity for them. The big lefty, Nick Schrodel, 6'4", 215 pounds. He'd be a sophomore, and he will toe the rubber and work from the stretch. The Redding Colt 45s wearing white on white tonight. That's white caps with black bills, black and gold trim, and the team they're playing, similar colors, the West Coast Kings visiting in our first look at this club. They've got black jerseys and white pants and yellow trim as well. And the first batter squares to bunt, takes a pitch inside, over for a strike on the inside corner. That's Brett Tressen. He's a center fielder. Again, no stats on the West Coast Kings as of yet, as this is their first game, but they are a college team. Ohlone College is where Tressen plays, the right-handed batter. A little bit of an open stance, takes the next pitch inside for a ball and a strike. Taking a look defensively at your Colt 45s behind Schrodel, Eric Carlson getting the start at first base. Boy, great to see him in uniform, looks right at home. Next pitch bounced right back up the middle off of Schrodel's glove. The third baseman, Horsley, throws it wild. I believe he would have had the hit, the infield hit. We'll see how they score it. He threw high over the first baseman. The runner does advance to second base on the throw as it went into the dugout. So it'll be a hit in an error, I'm pretty sure. We have yet to see the official scoring on that. But Tressen already quickly in scoring position. It was off of the pitcher's glove, and it's one of those where at times you'll hear a coach say you might be better off if it's a slow roller letting the middle infielders handle it. And that's just one of those. Your instinct, of course, is to try to field. So they've got a guy in scoring position, and the left-handed batter, Luke O'Brien, their second baseman. Runner going for third, and he just stole that one on the pitcher, Schrodel. Nick did not give him a look, certainly not a serious enough one. And now the West Coast Kings have a runner on third with nobody out. The catcher, Kyle Schrodel, just didn't even make a throw down to third. He had no chance at him. That's an off-speed pitch. That one's over, taking that one quickly out in front. No balls and two strikes. So we're seeing the Kings already being aggressive, and let's see how Schrodel handles it with the 0-2 pitch. Bouncing ball hit slowly right side. The runner will score. First baseman fields, and Schrodel covering gets it. A little bit of a mini collision there at first base, but it will be Eric Carlson to Nick Schrodel for the out. You'll mark that 3-1 in your book, and Tressen will score. Right now it will be an unearned run because of the error that put him on second base, but that's 1-0, West Coast Kings. So with one down, Stephen Raith will come to the plate. Raith out of Los Medanos, left-handed batter, lanky hitter, about 6'2", and just a tall drink of water. You can tell he's a young college player. The left-handed batter takes a pitch for a ball, then takes a cut at the next one. That was a cutter. He got a piece of it, but the count runs to a ball and a strike. Our umpires tonight, the Guns are here. Guns out. Oliver Gunn is behind home plate, and Juan Gunn is out in the field. Popular umpires from the region. They wear their camo umpire gear. Got to do that to stay cool on what is the hottest game night of this young baseball season. Of course, for the Colt 45s, they had one rainout, and they are 4-1 on the campaign. Schrodel still working from the stretch. That's his norm, though the bases are empty. The next pitch just misses a late strike call. It is a strike on the inside part of the plate. Ball and two strikes. Schroedel can heat up in the mid-80s. Early in this college season, he started slowly throwing more off-speeds. There's a rainbow in the sky and a high fly ball to deep right. But it'll be fielded on the track by Andy Baena for out number two. I looked up at the fly ball and saw a beautiful rainbow in the clouds deep in right field. And it's been an off and on kind of season so far in terms of weather. We've had some rainy nights. We had a rain out. But really more just the spring storms the last couple of days. That brings to the plate their cleanup hitter wearing 67. I say that because you don't normally see that. Maybe they're getting them ready for pro careers and their spring training opportunities. But that brings up Ricky Pato, big guy, 6 feet, 5 inches tall, long, dark locks. And he's a right-handed batter, takes the first pitch over for a called strike. Top of the first, two outs. West Coast Kings visiting the Colt 45s. This one's a nice fastball, low, a little inside. Again, slight breeze blowing in at this moment. The 1-1 pitch lined towards left field. One hop, two hops in front of your left fielder, Brendan Roop. And that's a single to left with two outs. So two hits here in the first. That was the first truly hard hit ball, line drive to left field, and one of those where Roop might have had a shot at it, but he's playing cleanup depth, giving him a little respect with his power, watching him in batting practice today, and so he didn't have a chance to make any spectacular play on it. That brings up the big guy, Jaden Babab, in the lineup, and he's their first baseman. When I say the big guy, I'm betting at some point he got the nickname Bubba, just guessing, because he is a big fella, about 6'4". And has a little bit of the John Kruk weight plan going. He's not working out. Well, I shouldn't tease him, but he's a big, little bit of a bigger fellow, got a little bit of a waist around him, and we'll see how he does. A ball and a strike, the first two pitches he takes, checks down to third base for the sign, where their head coach, their manager, Kyle Gross, is in the third base box. Justin Hughes, their first base coach, out there as well. This pitch swung on, lined into center field for a base hit. Rounding second, big turn, but not going to test the center fielder's arm. So runners on first and second, now with two outs. Those last two batters got pitches up in the strike zone, and as good hitters will do, they made Nick Schroedel pay. And that'll bring up the catcher for the West Coast Kings, John Waite. Wade is out of Sonoma State. So, again, veteran player, right-handed batter, deep in the box. Slightly open stance and a little bit of a crouch. Waits his first delivery from Schroedel, who checks the runner at second, delivers a fastball up and away. A ball and no strikes. Nice crowd. Good Saturday night at the ballpark, and many fans still strolling in. Of course, excellent food and all the good fun here at Tiger Field. It's been a very good start to the season so far. That's a fastball on the inside part of the plate. That one didn't miss by much, 2-0. They're taking a lot of pitches on Schroedel early. Since there are many college players, these guys are somewhat familiar with each other. Some of the ballpark, some of these teams have played against each other. Some of these guys have played against each other as collegiate players. It takes another one, two balls and a strike. That one called over. Chokes up about a quarter of an inch on the handle on the bat, wearing two white batting gloves and has a dark black bat. Takes that one inside, and the Schroedel bounced it up. Good job by brother Kyle to keep it from getting anywhere in the runner's hole. Three balls and a strike. And this is one where Nick knows that his control is going to have to be what keeps him out of trouble. You can get out of a jam by not walking. The fastball swung on, hit towards left. Deep to left, Roop goes back, can't catch up to it. Bounces off the base of the wall. Two runs will score. Roop gets the relay in, but not in time. And the runner will be standing at second base. John Waite really dialed in on that fastball and didn't quite get it, but it was hit very deep out to left center field. Roop played it well. Well, Waite gets a couple of runs batted in, and those will all be earned runs at this point. So John Wade at second base and Nick Schrodel, a little bit of trouble now here in the first after thinking perhaps that he'd gotten out of it. Mike Winokur comes to the plate now. He's their left fielder. He's another right-handed batter facing the lefty. Winokur plays with a very strong program down at Pepperdine, the Pepperdine Waves on the Malibu coast. Bounces one left side towards short. Marquez fields, long throw, speedy runner, and he throws it into the dugout. The runner will come to third. He's safe at first on the air, and that's going to be an error on Marquez. Miguel made his first error of the year at second base last night, and I think this is one of those where you don't quite yet know the speed of your runners, and I think he was thinking he perhaps had a little more time than he did. And Winokur got down there in a hurry. So you have runners at the corners now with two outs. Schrodel facing his eighth batter of this inning. Logan Cole, the designated hitter. Right-handed batter takes one high, a ball and no strike. So throwing a lot of pitches here in this first inning. Colt 45's trailing it 3-0 in the first. One ball, no strike pitch, swung on. This one looped towards center field. Thompson initially went back, but charges in and makes the catch on the run in shallow center for out number three. So here in the top of the first, the Kings get it started. They score three runs, and they hit the ball hard. Four hits and one error. They left one man on base. You are listening, of course, to Reading Colt 45's baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Brent Weber here with you. Bottom of the first. Colt 45 is playing catch up already. Correction to the information at the end of the top half. There were two innings by your Colt 45s in the top of the first. Two errors, excuse me, in the top of the first. And it did contribute to one of the runs, at least at the start of the inning. Let's take a look defensively. Dean is the pitcher, along with Waite, the catcher for visiting Kings. Bubob is at first, O'Brien at second, Marlboro at short, Wraith at third, Winokur and Tresson. Waite is behind the plate, we told you, and now we have our leadoff hitter, Tyler Thompson, who just joined the club last night. Tyler, of course, out of Utah, is at the University of Utah now. Out in right field is Ricky Pato, by the way. I left that one out for you. In case we have any folks listening from the Bay Area to check in on their team. Tyler takes the first couple of pitches for balls, two balls and no strikes. Last night, the Colt 45 scored 18 runs. And while Tyler, who, of course, excuse me, he's actually played in two games since joining the club, he has scored six times in two games this season and still looking for his first hit. He's a left-handed batter. Standing in, of course, how did he do that? He's been on base five times by a walk, two times by a hit by pitch. Takes another pitch. That one's a strike. So three balls and a strike. That was the automatic. Colt 45 is looking for runners. Now, Tyler wearing his red Utah Utes gloves, but decked out in Colt 45 gear, of course. Fouls one left side over near the third base club. Great to see our third base club being utilized tonight by the folks from the Merchants Bank of Commerce. Reading Bank of Commerce changed their name and say that they still have the same friendly faces and personalized service. So they're over in the third base club tonight. Next pitch to Tyler, fouled back to the screen. Count stays now at 3 balls, is now full at 3-2. First game of two between these two clubs, and the first game of the season, the collegiate season, for the visitors, West Coast. This one hit deep down the left field line, foul out of play. Winokur gave it a pretty good look. I think he thought he might have a shot at it in the bullpen area down the third baseline. Bullpens are deep down the third baseline for the Colt 45s and down the first baseline, obviously, for the visitors. The first base side is where the dugout is for the visiting team. Nadine, the left-hander, don't know much of him. Spoke to one of his coaches before the game. Justin Hughes said he's got the normal repertoire of a lefty. He's got a little bit of a wiggle in his delivery when he brings his arm back. He's a big kid, 6'3". That pitch fouled back. Dean out of Menlo College. 3-ball, 2-strike pitch, bounce towards second. O'Brien fields it, hurries it over to first, and gets Thompson by a couple of steps for out number one. That'll bring up Brendan Root. Boy, what a sight for sore eyes Brendan was last night. The infielder out of Fort Scott College in Grand Prairie, Texas, and South Grand Prairie High School. He's a freshman in last couple of games since joining this club. It's just been great to see him. He's gone 3-for-7 with a triple and 2 runs batted in so far. He is also leading the club and hit by pitch, not the one you really want, but the right-handed batter stands in, takes a pitch on the inside part of the plate. Doesn't look like he necessarily crowds the plate all that much, but he has a slightly open stance deep in the right-handed batter's box. Swings and fouls at right side, out of play. Down by the bullpen here at Tiger Field. Lights not yet on at the ballpark, so still dusk. Nice light breeze. And now that we've got some of these early evening little breezy clouds, it's actually taking some of the heat off. Ball players were out early taking batting practice, many of them here at 2:30, 2 o'clock, working early. Let's see if it pays off tonight. That's an off-speed curveball over for a strike. Really took something off that one, 2-1 the count. Eric Carlson is on deck. Thompson, big swing at the off-speed. Misses that one. Now it's 1-2. So Dean obviously likes to mix it up speed-wise. Let's see what he does here with a ball and 2 strikes. Left-hander working from the wind. Kicks and delivers. Fouled off. Out of play. Same two teams will meet tomorrow. A little bit of an earlier start on Sundays. An hour earlier, so about a 7:15 first pitch. Towing the rubber now with the ball and 2 strikes. Dean looks in, winds in the sign. Big, slow curve again, misses inside. They're hoping, he's really hoping these guys are looking for fastballs. Strikeouts have been a bugaboo for the Colt 45s early this season. Roop takes this one. Count now full, 3-2. So Dean has gone full on the first two hitters. Colt 45 staying patient. 3-2 pitch swung on and missed. He got him on that one. First strikeout of the game. 2 down here in the first. Eric Carlson will now come to the plate. And Carlson just joining the club. Great to see him in the lineup wearing number 8. Wearing number 8 this season. And Eric is, of course, an infielder, can play third, can play first. You remember him with this club. He's been at Oklahoma Baptist University since finishing up at Lassen College out of Ashland, Oregon, but he's just completing his junior season of college baseball. Good-looking right-handed hitter. And on the OBU, that's Oklahoma Baptist University Bison, he was a player this year. We'll tell you more about it as he takes his pitch inside for a ball. OBU, in their second year of NCAA Division II baseball, made it deep into their playoffs, made it into their region final against the defending D2 national champions. Next pitch, he swings from the heels, really took a cut at it, fouled it back to the screen, a ball and a strike. And Eric played 54 games, hit .323, and was second on his team, tied for second on his team, with 14 home runs and 63 runs batted in. And guess who he was second to? As he takes this next pitch and fouls it back to the screen, he was second on his team in home runs and RBIs to Jake Gozzo. Remember Big Jake, who played with the Colt 45s last year? And you may have read on our website, ReadingColt45s.com, an article about Gozzo winning the one of the collegiate home run batting championships, basically a world championship, they called it, held in December down at Florida Marlins Park. So more on that story. You can go to the website and read it. But Gozzo, of course, hit about a dozen home runs for the Colt 45s last summer. So Colt 45s well represented on the OBU Bison. Big slow curve. Watched it, called strike three. Changing up pitches, working well for Dean in that inning. The Colt 45s go down in order here in the first. We go to the top of the second. Redding trailing by three runs, three zip. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Back at Tiger Field, Colt 45's trailing 3-0 to the visiting West Coast Kings. A really big test for them tonight and tomorrow night at the ballpark. Nick Schroedel had a very odd first inning. A couple of errors, throwing errors. Figured in the mix, but really once he got two outs, it looked like he might have a chance to get out of it. The middle of the West Coast Kings lineup just started ripping some line drives around the ballpark, and they wound up escaping with three. Leading off is the number nine hitter. Eight came to the plate in the first. Nico Marlboro comes to the plate for West Coast. Takes the first couple of pitches, a ball and a strike to count. Marlboro out of San Jose State. So they got a couple of kids out of San Jose State, players out of UC San Diego, San Francisco State, and Cueto College a few. Ohlone, big mixture of college players. Next pitch, a ball, 2-1. Nick Schroedel working exclusively from the stretch to his brother Kyle, the catcher, takes this fastball. That one's a little inside, 3-1. I talked to Nick and Kyle about working together as a battery, and Nick throws basically five different pitches. This next one, bounce, high plate bouncer. Nick Fields has to wait for it to come down. High throw to first, but he got him. That was one of those high plate bouncers. Nick got on the ball in a hurry, and he had a choice to make. Grab it once it lands or grab it in the air. It's usually safer to grab it when it lands. He did and has the arm to throw out Nico Marlboro at first base. Goes down in the books as a 1-3. Brett Tressen now, who had an infield hit, a slow roller off of Schroedel's glove back in the first, wound up scoring a run later. Right-handed batter. Open stance, takes a very wide stance at the plate, takes the first pitch for a ball. I was saying Schroedel, Nick has three different fastballs. He throws a cutter, two-seam, four-seam. So With a slider and a curveball, curve and a changeup, a circle change that he throws. Next pitch called for a strike. I asked him, how do you do five signals? You know, you got five fingers, but Kyle told me that they pretty much know each other so well that they kind of know what they're asking for. Next pitch, bounced high chopper to third, fielded by Horsley, makes a good strong throw to first base to get the speeder Tressen for out number two. Nicely done by Nick Horsley over at third base. After a rocky couple of throws in the first by a couple of infielders, you just want to see him kind of get the yayas out right now. Now is the left-handed hitter, Luke O'Brien. He bounced out to the first baseman in the first, takes a breaking ball. That's a curve over for a strike. Lefty on lefty here. And I asked him if they use signals for location, which some catchers and pitchers will do. Next one's a fastball, fouled out of play, third base side. And Kyle told me they kind of just, they know each other so well that they have a connection with where he's going to set up. Nick can tell that's the location that he's asking for, and so they don't have to give secondary signals for pitch locations, which is one of the things they learn to do when they get to the next level. No ball, two-strike count. Boy, he took something off. That might have been the changeup. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So a much better inning for Nick Schroedle and your Reading Colt 45s. Get some 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the second inning. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North States, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball. Ready? Bottom of the second inning, they're doing the they're doing the dizzy bat race at the ballpark with one of the many fun things for the kids that they've got for them to take part in. Every couple of innings, there's something out on the field, and they have a blast, and the kids are able to take part. Your Colt 45's trailing 3-0, but a much smoother top of the second for Kyle Schroedle. Colt 45's went down in order in the first. Leading off here in the bottom of the second is Christopher Brew. Chris Brew, DHing tonight. And he's had a pretty solid season so far. Double, triple, and a homer. Leads the club. There's been a little discrepancy with his RBI. The computer gave him too many last night. He's got 10 runs batted in. 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, and 18 at-bats. But the only home run credited to the Colt 45s this season. He takes a big swing at the pitch by Dean. Dean is mixing it up, throwing some junk up there. Brew is way out in front of the ball on a strike. Now, local baseball fans are familiar with Chris. He plays over at Simpson University. Next one, again an off-speed, but Brew waited on it, slaps it into left field for a base hit. So Colt 45s have their first base hit of this game. And that brings to the plate Kevin Schroedle.
Number 5, Kyle
Schroedle. I'm sorry, Kyle. I wrote down Kevin. I know it's Kyle. But Kyle Schroedle, another University Prep High School star, along with his brother, attending Crown College. He's also doing some pitching for this club. Now, he's just a freshman, 6'3", 215. Right-handed batters, also played in the field quite a bit for the Colt 45s early on this season, and not just catching, but other positions as well. In fact, leads the clubs with 2 doubles. 6-for-12 at the plate on the season, batting .500 with 3 runs batted in. And getting on base, .625 on base percentage. Checking down to third base. Getting the sign from Justin Savisma. Over at first base, in the first base coach's box, Brett Miller, your skipper, is Barrick Fasking, and Bill Plummer, the hitting and position coach, in the dugout. And boy, what a treat it is for these young players to have this coaching staff with their professional experience. Plummer, of course, was part of the Big Red Machine. His son Billy, part of this club. And it is just a fun ball club to listen, learn. And you had Rick Bassetti in there, who very humbly doesn't take a lot of credit, but boy, he should. He had a long big league career, and the players gain a lot of knowledge from being around him and Bill Plummer. Next pitch taken for a ball. Two balls and a strike now on the right-handed batter. Kyle Schodel would like to get some back for his brother. Kyle wearing a elbow guard on his left elbow, the lead elbow for the right-handed batter. Takes that fastball over for a strike. 2-2 the count. I believe. We'll just double-check, see what Mr. Blue gives us his account. It says 3-1 on the scoreboard. From the stretch, delivers, waves at the off-speed, swung on and missed, and it was 2-2. That is strike three. So Kyle didn't finish that at-bat the way he wanted. So far, Dean has been successful with the off-speed stuff. That's his third strikeout already out of four outs. He struck out three. And now Peyton Edwards comes into play. Peyton Edwards, popular second baseman out of Shasta College, about 6 feet tall. Went to Red Bluff High School, down in Red Bluff. Right-handed batter. Takes the first pitch over for a strike. Did not like that. Peyton hitting just .188. Three hits and 16 at-bats for the club so far. Next pitch swung on high, chopper towards short. Marlboro has to play it back over to second one. Now the relay over to first does not get the batter, the runner, and goes into the dugout. He'll be able to head over to second base. Marlboro had to kind of take a back step on a big hop, and I think that enabled the Colt 45s to get out of a double play. Of course, O'Brien on the turn threw it away. So Edwards is down at second base. It'll be a fielder's choice and an error on the second baseman. 6-4 gets Brew out at second. So Edwards is at second base now, and with two outs, Nick Horsley comes to the plate. Horsley's been catching and now playing third base a couple of times. Really been working a lot of extra time with Bill Plummer, and he hits a line drive right up the middle. Goes slow, might have been a broken bat, fielded by the second baseman, and he just does get Horsley at first. Nice play on the slow roller by O'Brien. Not sure if it's a broken bat, but it sounded like it very well may have been. That is out number three, so the Colt 45s get a base runner, and there is an error, but they leave one man on base. It's still 3-0 West Coast Kings. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship with explosive dance numbers and songs. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, the lights are on at Tiger Field. Colt 45's needing to hold them right here. West Coast Kings leading 3-0 here in the top of the third inning, leading off Stephen Wraith, left-handed batter facing Nick Schrodel. Goes squares around a bunt with Nick Horsley playing a little deep at third and fouls it back to the screen. No balls and a strike. after a rough middle first inning, Nick has settled down, retired the Kings in order in the top of the second. Next pitch, inside, spins him around a little bit, trying to sell the hit batter, but did not get hit. It's a ball and a strike. Rafe, the third baseman for the Kings, wearing a elbow guard on his right elbow. Next pitch, swings and lines. This one goes opposite field into left field for a base hit. That brings Ricky Pato to the plate. Now, Pato kind of got it all going in terms of hitting the ball on the nose in that first inning rally with a line drive to left, later scored. Big right-handed hitter. The lefty Schrodel looks over to first, now does throw over to first. We're talking about that circle change that they used to get the strikeout to end the first inning. Nick told me he learned the circle change from Bill Plummer, and I hope I have the age right. Next pitch is a fastball. When he was 10 years old, coming to Reading Colt 45's camp as a kid, he learned it from Bill Plummer, said it was the first pitch he learned. He wasn't throwing curves yet, but he learned the circle change, and that is a tough one to learn. Next pitch, inside, missed just a little inside. Two balls, no strikes, so now it's a hitter's count for their cleanup man, Ricky Pato. And Pato steps out as Schrodel throws over to first base, and Rafe goes in this time, gets a little bit dusty. Now he's ready again. Stretch, checks the runner at first. Big kick this time. Goes fastball high in the zone, just out of the zone. Three balls, no strikes. Next one, 3-0. He's taken, and it was ball four. So first walk issued in this game by Nick Schrodel, and again, playing right into their hands. Jaden Babob, the big first baseman, you singled and scored in that first inning rally. And he's a big fella. I'm guessing he has some power. Deep in the box again, fairly close to the plate. Right-handed batter stands tall with a bat over his head, takes the first pitch high. Nick Schrodel having a little tough time finding the zone right now. Critical time. He's got two on, nobody out. We're just in the third. Ball, no strike. He checks the runner at second. Delivers inside, swung on and missed. That was good location, and the big guy, Babob, thought about taking a rake at it, but he didn't get any of it. Ball and a strike to count. A little bit of breeze. You might be able to hear it over the microphone blowing in right now. Pitchers love that. Marquez faking the runner back at shortstop at second base. Next pitch, Babob fouls it back, out of play. And you're always wondering if one of those gutsy Parkers in the parking lot taking the chance of maybe getting some foul ball damage, but it didn't hit one. Again, nice, pleasant evening at the ballpark. Boy, I'd love for you to come on out. Listen to it on your iPhone when you get out here, or your Android. No, not picking favorites. Next one swung on, fouled back to the screen. So stepping back in, wearing number 50. The black jerseys, they've got white underneath, white trim and some yellow trim. Big black high stockings on this batter. He's going old school, takes this one high now, 2-2. Again, Nick is struggling a little bit to find the zone. And another tool that we use, and you can use at home if you go to our website, might enhance your listening pleasures. You can pull up the game live, and you can actually see the pitch count and everything else to go along with all the pitch-by-pitch statistics. It's amazing, and it's free. You just get it by clicking on the statistics on the front page of our website, readingcolt45s.com. Maybe it's the same place you get the link to our broadcasts. because you can also listen to those on your iPhone or iPad when you're out and about. So not only can you listen to the game, but you can keep up with the stats. I don't recommend you keep up with the stats when you're driving, of course. Schrodel, so far, 48 pitches already. Lefty looks back, checks the runner back. Marquez returns to the position, swung on, lined into right field, going the other way, base hit. Baena thinks about throwing home, but Alexa hit the cutoff man to keep that runner at second as the speedy runner, Wraith, was able to score without a problem. And a solid-looking hitting attack by this club, Jaden Bubb's RBI single to right. He just went the other way, took the pitch where it was thrown, and Baena was able to hit the cutoff, keep that runner at second, so at least you've got men on first and second, still double play opportunity. Now, the Colt 45s turned, I think, five double plays in the first game of the season, but have not been quite as proficient at that since. Of course, you're not going to turn five double plays or four double plays very often. But first pitch to the right-handed batter, John Wade, was called for a strike. Wade doubled in a pair of runs. Cap off that big first inning. It's 4-0 Kings. Next pitch, fastball up. Schrodel having a hard time finding the groove this inning. Now, the only good news is all these runs were not necessarily earned, I don't believe. We'll check the scoring on that. Next pitch popped up right side. Going to be out of play. According to the official stats, anyway. They only claim that one of the four runs against Schrodel so far is earned. So, at least for ZRA, that's good. Ball players don't really care about that so much. They want to win. He wants to get out of this one. He's going to have to do some work. Bounces one up there. Looked like that might have been the change. Missed low, 2-2. Again, breeze picking up, but it's blowing the right way if you're a pitcher. A little bit of clouds over on the left side. That would be to our east. Nick Schrodel looks to second. Marquez doing the deking out there. Takes a pretty big cut, bounces it to the pitcher. Schrodel fields, goes to Marquez for one at second, but then Marquez throws it away, and the run will score on the throwing error. Boy, Nick had time. There was a little confusion at second. Was it going to be Marquez or Edwards? They have not played many games out there, but to put it in perspective, too many throwing errors this last couple of nights. Something's going on. Guys are just getting a little bit uncomfortable with their throws. Marquez has had a couple of them, and I know he is not happy about that. He's been moving between short and second, not making excuses. That's one of the things you have to be able to do at this level. So it's 5-0 because Ricky Pato came in to score. But Bob was out at second, called a 1-6. You can't give the error on Wade at first, even though it was a throw. He probably would have had, you can't assume the double play, but you do give the error as Wade moves to second. So Wade is at second, one out, right-handed batter is Mike Winokur. So you can't assume the double play. That's why it would just be considered a fielder's choice with Wade reaching first. Second is where the error is charged on the throw. No ball, one strike count now on the right-handed batter. Mike Winokur takes this one, took something off of that. It was just a bit away, a ball and a strike. Mentioned earlier, out of Sonoma State, Mike Winokur, rather, at the plate. He swings and lines it towards left field, but right at Brendan Roop, and Roop comes up throwing after making the catch. The runner just gets back into second base, so it's a line drive outfield, a line drive to left, rather, for out number two. And that brings Logan Cole to the plate, their designated hitter. Cole out of Ohlone College. Right-handed batter also wears the high stockings. They're wearing black socks. Similar colors, color schemes between these two clubs. Schrodel checking the runner at second. They did steal third in that first inning when he failed to keep an eye on a speedy runner out there. And they, best we can tell to this point, they have some pretty good speed. The weight at second is their catcher. Schrodel again. Stretch. Slide step this time. Bounces it to his brother behind the plate. Two balls and no strikes.
And it's time, the 50-50 drawing. Over the crew, we run around.
24 balls and 35 strikes, not the ratio that Nick is looking for. This time goes with a higher kick and swung on and missed. Put a little bit of oomph behind that one. Two balls and a strike. Nice crowd filing in here on this Saturday night. And wherever you're listening, we're grateful that you're out there and appreciate you tuning us in on Reading Colt 45's baseball. Next pitch just missed inside. Three balls and a strike. Nick's brother Kyle got the win in last night's game, going five innings as a starting pitcher. This one swung on, line towards left center, left field in the corner, bounces off the wall. It's going to be extra bases. Rolling into second, standing is Cole as Waite scores easily, and there was no doubt about that one. The only question was whether or not it might sneak out of the ballpark, but so Cole at second now, again, Schrodel finding himself trying to get out of trouble. I mentioned Nick's brother Kyle got the win with five innings yesterday. And Nick checks the runner at second. And he's got a pretty good lead out there. I know they're keeping an eye on him. Kyle's last start, he went four. Gave up five hits and five earned runs. Walked three and four. Strikeouts in that one. That was Kyle. Gosh, I'm getting them all mixed up, aren't I? Nick and Kyle and Kyle and Nick. Nick was their opening day starter. Went six innings and got the win. Pitched five hit, two run, four strikeout baseball in that effort. It's got a 1-1 count right now on the batter, Nico Marlboro. Marlboro lines it towards right field, but Andy Baena is right there and squeezes it for out number three. So, again, another tough inning as the West Coast Kings plate three runs on one, two, three hits. They do leave one man on base. And your Colt 45s are trailing at 6-0. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
With 50-50 raffle tickets.
Well, welcome back to Tiger Field. We've got a nice crowd tonight. Some clouds out on the outskirts to the east, but we've got no precipitation to this point. 6-0. Colt 45 is really running into a hot-hitting team. The West Coast Kings, their first visit here this season. Of course, their first game of the season. And the Kings, a solid collegiate lineup, just like the Colt 45s, have got some sweet swinging bats here in their first game of the season. We might have a pitching change here. We do. Their new pitcher is Jack Erickson out of Los Medanos. Erickson replacing Evan Dean.
Regis University, your shortstop.
Erickson's a right-hander, and maybe that'll help. Evan Dean looked very, very good. We'll get you his numbers here in just a moment. Erickson, little right-hander. Definitely a different physical look. Right-hander, about 5'9", facing the right-handed batter Miguel Marquez, the shortstop, out of Regis College in Colorado. Miguel's played short and second. We'll see where he settles in with this club. Takes the next pitch. Takes that pitch. Ball, no strikes. Marquez batting 200. Miguel still looking for his first extra base hit, but he's gotten on base, and he leads the club with 5 stolen bases. Now it's 2 balls and a strike. Thought I was going a little crazy there. I knew they had a 2-0 count. Swings that one, fouls that one back to the screen. On deck is Andy Baena. Andy also his teammate, Miguel's teammate at Regis. Swung on line down the right field line, fair or foul, just about 2 feet foul down the right field line, or it would have been 2, maybe 3 with Miguel's speed. Went with the pitch and went well. So their starting pitcher, Dean, and I'm not sure if it's physical or that's just their plan early in the season, he goes 2 innings, gives up 1 hit, strikes out 3. And that's it. He looked very, very good. He threw a bunch of curveballs, a bunch of off-speed stuff. Don't really have a feel on Erickson yet. Little guy, as I said. 2-ball, 2-strike count now to Miguel Marquez. Winds and delivers, line drive, base hit into center field. Miguel takes a big turn as Tress in the center fielder has to go into the left center field gap to field it, but without a doubt, the Colt 45s have something going here to lead off the third inning. One of the things you like as a manager, putting Marquez and Baena at the bottom when you've got some of the other players that have joined the lineup, it gives you speed down here, and it's worked well for Andy Baena. Comes in with a 3-game hitting streak. It's somewhat modest. We understand it's early in the season, but you take that and you build on that. And Andy's got his average up to 211, second on the club with 3 stolen bases. Right-handed batter, holds the bat high above his head. Good lead at first base for Marquez. It is a sight of differences at first base. Marquez, 5'9", 5'10", we'll just let you decide that. And he's standing next to a big feller over at first named Bubab, who's every bit 6'5", and 260 probably. Next pitch, throwing the second from his knees as Marquez was going, and he's safe with a stolen base. I'm not sure that Waite intended to throw it from his knees, but he wound up knowing he had to get rid of it as quickly as he could. Either way, Marquez had a good jump and a head for a slide. His stolen base, 6th of the season, again leading the club. And Colt 45s now have a man in scoring position for Andy Baena. Baena with a 1-ball, 1-strike count, waiting patiently. Homer making the rounds out into the crowd now. Takes a big cut at that one, misses the ball on 2 strikes. Andy was thinking, that's not necessarily what he's up there to do, but when you get it, you take your cuts. Now he's got a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Erickson looks in for the sign. Nods in agreement with his catcher. Checks the runner at second. Checks him again. Now delivers. Big breaking ball behind Baena, and I believe it hit him. So it just one that got away from the pitcher. Obviously nothing intentional. It was something that it looked like it might have slipped, and you'll take that. So a hit batter. Marquez stays at second, of course. And the top of the order, Tyler Thompson with a chance to get something going for his club. Tyler, I'm going to say it till he gets it. Still looking for that first hit as a Colt 45 this season. But you know Tyler's going to get it. Facing the right hander for the first time. He bounced to second to lead off the bottom of the first. Fakes the throw back to second base with Marquez. He's got some pop. Left-handed batter waiting patiently. Erickson really working slowly. Squares the bunt, pops it up. Third base side foul territory, but it will fall as a harmless strike. Wade and Rafe and Erickson were all converging, but nobody could get to it. And Thompson breathes new life. That's one of those where you just go, I am lucky. Because it could have been disastrous. He's got some speed. The Ute stands in. Erickson working, as I said, deliberately. Second pitcher for the Kings. He's got some kind of knuckle curve or something that he's throwing. That one caught the outside part of the plate for a strike. No balls and two strikes. Tyler originally signed back in 2015 out of Lone Peak High School with Utah, but went on his LDS mission. So this was just his freshman campaign. So he's a mature freshman, played in 17 games for the Utes. Takes that one for a ball, 2-2. Big opportunity for the Colt 45s here. Gets back in. Waits the delivery from the right-hander Erickson. Speed on the bases. Again, wheels and fakes the throw to second, but one of the most likely to incur a boo moves in baseball, but the crowd not interested. They just treated it with indifference. They were so bored with the attempt that they treated it with indifference. Breaking ball, bounced up the middle, fielded at second, one on to first, double play, and that is tough luck. Thompson thought he got one through the middle, but O'Brien showing excellent speed and range, anticipating that, moving to his right towards the bag, and a tough double play. That moves Marquez over to third base, so you still got a shot at it. It's a 4-6-3 twin killing. And with two outs now, Marquez is at third, and Brendan Roop comes to the plate. Now, Roop's first game with the club a couple of games ago was he came out swinging, right-handed batter. First pitch, off-speed up high, misses a ball and no strikes. He was 3-for-4 two nights ago against NBO Sacramento. Knocked in a couple of runs, scored a couple of runs. He played shortstop that night. He's in the outfield, of course, tonight. Struck out back in the first against the other batter. Ball and a strike to count right now. One one pitch. Swung on, missed. 1-2. Not sure what that was. It was high in the zone, but it looked like a fastball. Erickson working from the wind now with the runner at third. They're not paying any attention now to Marquez at third base. Winds and delivers. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. So Erickson escapes a jam here in the third. Second inning in a row, the Colt 45 strand a base runner in scoring position. It's 6-0 after three. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Brent Weber back with you. Glad to be bringing you the play-by-play action tonight at Tiger Field. If you haven't been to the field this year, you will hear people say, oh, things have changed. It is in beautiful condition. The playing field, Rick Bassetti works on that himself. It is in great shape. But the actual ballpark, all of the little things that have, that are being done and have been done, Dignity Health has kicked in. Several sponsors have done quite a few things. New coat of paint, some new banners flying. First pitch to the leadoff hitter here in the top of the fourth inning is Brett Tressen. It's a ball. Nick Schrodel working in his fourth inning as a starter. But it's just a beautiful, beautiful ballpark. If you haven't seen the changes, and for those concerned, we understand over the years about the park area nearby, the city of Reading is working so closely with everyone to make it a safer, cleaner park, and they're really succeeding at that. And there are big things in the future. I'm not just saying that, but I'm proud to be a part of things out here and very tickled with the way this ballpark's coming together. It's just a... You really can't beat the price in the ballpark and a pretty good ball club out there, too. They've met their match tonight. Impressive-looking lineup. Again, Tressen, good speed, their center fielder. He reached in the first on the infield hit. It may have been ruled a double error. I have to go back and check that. But then he grounded to third and second. But they've shown pretty good speed in their lineup. The West Coast Kings out of the Bay Area. 2-2 pitch, takes this one high, three balls and two strikes. Not sure. They want to get as many innings as they can out of Schrodel. No action out in their bullpen yet. Nobody on. That was the breaking ball, and he was not comfortable with it. Bounced it up there, and it goes back to the screen. The runner thinks about taking a turn at first. That would have been deadly. He's at first on the walk. Very frustrated right now, Nick Schrodel. And that's part of the learning process. You know, when you don't have your best stuff or things don't go well, young pitchers, and he's a mature pitcher, older than several on the club, he knows he's got to get it back going. He's trying to get in the rhythm, working quickly here to Luke O'Brien. O'Brien steps in, first pitch, swings it back. And that's something you will hear pitching coaches and Barrick Fasking, of course, was an excellent pitcher in his playing days, played professionally from Canada to Mexico and in between. Of course, was a player of the Colt 45s, you remember. Works with him on trying to get into a pitching rhythm, but he's struggling with one of these breaking pitches. I don't know if it's the change or the curveball. He just bounced another one up there, and his brother, Kyle, is getting in Nick's grill a little bit. A ball and a strike. He bounced that one. Again, runner did not advance. Kyle is doing the yeoman's job behind the plate on the low pitches. That one's low in the zone. Batter's only about 5'8". O'Brien takes that one. Was it a strike? That's two balls and a strike. Left-handed batter awaits the delivery. Schrodel working from the stretch. Again, working low in the zone. That was the cutter, and it just missed away. Colt 45's fans not happy with Oliver Gunn behind the plate. Three ball, one strike count. Fastball swung on, miss. 3-2. Well, he just reared back and hummed one there. Yep, yep. Nick had one perfect inning in the second. He's not going to have one here. Runner going on the pitch, swung on, bounced towards second. It'll get him out of the double play. It's fielded there by Edwards. He gets the runner at first, but putting Tressen in motion puts them in gives them a runner in scoring position. Put it in your book as a 4-3 aggressive base running with their speedy base runner, and they've got speed and scoring position with one down and Stephen Wraith. Another left-handed batter coming in, Wraith. Singled and scored in the third. He's 1-for-2. This one bounces up there, and this time Kyle can't handle it. The runner moves over to third base. So you're trailing 6-0. You need outs. And let's see how they play it in the infield. Kind of halfway. Nick Horsley coming in. They do not want to give up any more runs here. So they're playing in. Swung on, drilled foul, left side out of play. Impressed with the Kings. They're getting their cuts in tonight. They are an aggressive club with the bat. Not necessarily not working the count. They've just made good contact and had some good at-bats. Ball and a strike to pitch. That was the off-speed. Might have been the change, and he bounces it foul right side. Nick liking that one. You don't want to have to say we need a strikeout, but as a pitcher, you say, I need a strikeout here. And he's lefty on lefty. And he's got a troublesome right-handed batter, the cleanup hitter, coming up. The middle of their lineup has produced. 1-2 pitch, swung on, bounced sharply up the middle, base hit. Through the drawn-in infield, might have been playable at second by Edwards at normal depth, but it's going to be an RBI single by Stephen Wraith and it makes it 7-0, bad guys. West Coast Kings, Tressen scores, and that'll bring up Ricky Pato, the right fielder. Pato scored twice. Had a line single back in the first and walked in the third. Trotta looking over to first, runner not going at this point. Takes the first pitch over for a strike. Pato takes the next pitch, and it's a fastball away, a ball and a strike. Colt 45s are going to have to find the magic in run scoring that they had the last couple of nights, because they're trailing big in this one, 7-0. Big kick from the stretch. Schrodel's mixing it up, whether or not he takes the slide step. We're not seeing much of that. We've seen more of the medium kick, which plays into the runner's favor, of course, and we have seen good speed in the Kings lineup. Ball and two strikes to count. One out. Runner at first. Nick Schrodel, runner going here. Called a ball. Bounces it to second. Stolen base. Don't know that Kyle had much of a shot at it. It was one of those where Nick gave it a little bit of a look at first, but they saw him take the kick and he went. So it's a stolen base. They've been moving. That's actually, I believe, their first ass. Well, they did steal third. Their second stolen base of the game. That brings up the big guy. That was actually a called third strike, so excuse me, I missed that. So Pato did go down on a called third strike, and it brings up Jaden Bob. He's 2-for-2. Knocked in a run in the third. One ball, no strike pitch. Nick Schrodel's pitch inside part of the plate. It's a ball, 2-0. Almost no breeze now. We can see that there's some rain in the far east, but again, we're not seeing any trouble planning to be here at all at Tiger Field tonight. Boy, took something off that one, and a big swing and a miss on a high off speed, 2-1. What, but Bob, kind of like he just took a chop at it. It was so high. Eight pitches now for Nick Schrodel. Checks the runner at second. Now delivers the changeup, bounced or blooped towards third, fielded on the edge of the dirt in the outfield by Nick Horsley for out number three. Just a little popper. It sounded worse than it was. But the Kings add another run on just
is it time?
One hit. No errors and one man left on base. We are now looking at a 7-0 lead for the Kings over your Reading Colt 45s. Colt 45s baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Shining Care is proud to present It Takes a Community to Keep Our Seniors Safe Symposium with keynote speaker Paul Greenwood. Join us June 5th, 8 to 4 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino, free to the public with lunch. There'll be speakers, resource exhibits, and a panel of experts to take your questions. Seating is limited. Registration required at shiningcare.org/upcoming events. The free Keep Our Elders Safe Symposium is sponsored by PSA2, Passages, Reading Rancheria, and My Umbrella Marketing.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Well, they're calling for more cowbell out here. What they need are some more runs. West Coast Kings on top of your Reading Colt 45, 7-0 here in the bottom of the fourth.
Eric!
Facing their second pitcher of the night, and Erickson looked like he might be somebody they could get to at the start of his first inning of work, but then worked his way out of it. He'll face Eric Carlson, leading things off here in the fourth. Carlson took a called third strike to end the first. We mentioned Eric rejoining the club, wearing number 8 this year. He's facing the right-hander, Erickson. Pops it up, right side, fair territory, but Bob calls for it, makes the catch in the edge of the grass for out number one.
From Cincinnati University, your
that'll bring up Chris Brew.
Number 24, Christopher Brew.
Chris had an excellent season at Seattle University. He led his club in homers, 7, and slugging percentage. Came out of Bishop O'Dowd High School in Hayward, California. Takes his first pitch. It's a ball. Started his career at Cal State Monterey Bay, then transferred to NAIA Simpson and played in 33 games this year on this very field. This is where they played their home games for the Redhawks. Took a big cut at that one, a ball on the strike. Hit 316 for the Redhawks. And that team scored a lot of runs in NAIA baseball. They set all kinds of club records. Looks like a knuckle curve is what I'm guessing Erickson's throwing there. He's trying to learn to throw it, it looks like. That was called a strike, a ball and two strikes. That was the same pitch that he hit Bayena with. One ball, two strike count. Weinstein delivers this one. Misses high, working up in the strike zone quite a bit. 2-2 now the count, but... Chris Brew, as I said, part of a Simpson team that set school record for home runs in the season, 34. They hit 299 as a club. That one's inside, and actually it hit him. So Chris Brew is going to take first base on a hit batter. This the 45s have had now, I think, we've had two tonight. So they've already had 13 batters hit by pitch. And we're pretty early in this season. This is just their sixth game played. Take base runners any way you can get them. The DH Brew at first. And Kyle Schroedel at the plate. Schroedel struck out in the second. Right-handed batter takes the first pitch inside corner, and it's called for a strike. Right along the knees. Schroedel, slightly crouched at the plate, takes the next pitch. That one's also going to be called a strike, 0-2. Schroedel awaits now. Erickson not yet to the belt. Now he's to the belt. Peeks over his shoulder and delivers. That's that knuckle curve called strike 3. So 3 pitches, 3 strikes. Schroedel goes down on a called third strike.
Shasta College.
That brings up Peyton Edwards.
Number 10, Pete Edwards.
And they're trying to get some cowbell offense going here, but with that runner on base, they've had a runner on base each of the last three innings, counting this one. This one's popped up. Left side. Will it be trouble? Chasing it down the second baseman and finally pulled in by O'Brien out there at second base. But a pretty quiet inning for the Colt 45s. So after four innings of play, it's 7-0 West Coast Kings. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Nick Schroeder looking to keep it right where it is at. Colt 45's trailing West Coast Kings 7-0. And they've got their 6-7-8 hitters due up this inning. Again, Redding's come in with a three-game winning streak. His first game of the summer collegiate season for the West Coast Kings. We mentioned earlier that the manager for the club, Kyle Gross, his dad, Wayne, played alongside Rick Bassetti on the Oakland A's. And big left-handed hitting third baseman.
Center number 73, John Wayne.
And talked to Rick about him, and he said he has nothing but great things to say about Kyle, the son. Of course, Wayne Gross, I mentioned, was a third baseman, an all-star as a rookie in 1977. He had 22 homers that year. He was a youngster when Bassetti was wrapping up his career. Leadoff hitter here is Waite. Pops the first pitch up first base side. Carlson pulls it in for out number one. So a quick first batter here, which is what Nick Schrodel needs. Billy Plummer was getting loose. I didn't see him throwing, but I did see him going, you know, getting up, stretching the arm. So I'm not sure if they want Schrodel to get through this inning, but now I'm seeing some more action. Might not be Plummer. Yep, it is Billy Plummer out there. Not sure if he's thrown in a hurry. They maybe wanted to see if Nick can get them through this inning. And the batter now is Mike Winokur. He's 0 for 2, but lined out to left field his last time up. This pitch from Schrodel inside backs him off the plate. Nick looks in for the sign. I guess you could call it Schrodel 1, Schrodel 2. 1 the pitcher, 2 the catcher. Nick to Kyle, the delivery. Nice cutter, inside corner, called for a strike, 1-1. 3 in the first, 3 in the third, and 1 in the fourth for the club from the Bay Area. Colt 45s have had runners in scoring position a couple times, but not been able to push any across so far. Next pitch is a fastball high, 2 balls and a strike. And after the last night's game, when the Colt 45 scored 18 and 10 the night before, you kind of just go, I hope they don't need a few of those runs tomorrow. That's not really the way it works. Not to malign the club they played the last 2 days, but this is a much stronger club, one that I think is a better test for the Colt 45s at this point. And right now, the Kings are winning that test. The first test. Two ball, two strike count now. That one was fouled back. Big stretch kick. Throws a breaking ball over, called strike three. Right along the knees. It was a beauty. And that'll bring up Logan Cole to the plate. With two down here in the top of the fifth. Strikeout number three. Or is it two? Number three for Schroeder. First pitch to Logan Cole, the DH, is a ball. Cole doubled in a run. I mean, hit a shot down to deep left field corner in the third. Takes that one, and that one's a strike. This one's popped up, foul territory, giving it a look is Kyle Schroedel, but it's back in the parking lot. Top of the fifth inning. Now Plummer is up warming. He'd probably like to wait to come in next inning, obviously, with a 1-2 count here and two outs in the fifth. Nick Schroedel's 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, lined towards softliner towards right field for a hit. Just over Peyton Edwards. Hit it a bit off of his hands, but it was just sharp enough. With two outs, they've got a runner on. And that brings up Nico Malboro, their shortstop. Eighth hit of the night. Off of Schroedel. That one's high. First pitch to Malboro. He checks the runner. Goes big kick. Fastball down around the ankles, but he lines it into left field for a base hit. He really went down and got that one. And again with two outs, the West Coast Kings are getting something going, and it gets to the top of their order. You did not want to see the top of their order in this one, in this frame. And that's Brett Tressen. Tressen's 1-for-2. He scored twice, singled in the first. It was an infield hit, and walked in the fourth. First pitch from the lefty. That's a big slow curve called for a strike. At second base is Logan Cole. He's their DH at first. Nico Malboro, their shortstop. 0-1 pitch. That's the cutter outside corner called for a strike. 0-2. Schroedel has thrown 101 pitches now on the night. Like to get out of this one without further damage. Runners are actually going. Throw down to third. He is safe. It was a bang-bang at third base. It's called a strike, I believe. So the double steal. Again, they're probably keying off of Schroedel's leg kick. You can get the sense of he's working exclusively from the stretch. Sometimes goes with a bigger kick. Sometimes we'll use a slide step. He won't use a slide step here. It goes big high kick from the stretch. Off speed, swung on and missed strike three. Got him on the circle change. And a frustrated and focused Nick Schroedel goes off. He wanted to get out of that one, and he did. A nice job probably finishing his effort. We'll find out a little bit later on. But that does close out inning number five, top of the fifth, that is. Reading still trailing 7-0. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Reading Dance Center presents the full ballet production of Firebird, as well as a featured medley of jazz, tap, and modern pieces titled Let It Move You, on Saturday, June 8th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Watch good prevail against evil in this powerful Russian classic. Come for an exciting evening filled with beautiful music, talented dancers, and a wonderful storyline enhanced by professional costumes and sets. The matinee is at 1, and the evening performance is at 7. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45's looking to get something going here in the fifth inning, as they're trailing 7-0 against the West Coast Kings, hoping to get their bats going as they did the last couple of games. The Kings throwing another pitcher out there, so maybe the Colt 45's will benefit from that. This is going to be a side-arming right-hander, submarine almost, for the West Coast Kings. The new pitcher is John Little out of San Francisco State.
Benedictine University, your third baseman, number 34.
So John Little, a right-hander out of San Francisco State. Again, submariner. I mean, he is getting below just sidearm, so we'll see. He's, again, a little right-hander, about 5'9", and stocky. High Black Sox, old school. Nick Horsley going to lead things off against the right-hander. The first guy to get a look at him, off speed, swung on, really took a look at it, big swing, and falls behind. So your first time you get a look at these guys, and it's an interesting approach for Kyle Gross. It's obviously his first game of the season. He's trying to get his pitchers some innings, and they are all different, so they create some different at-bats. That was a changeup. Really took something off of that one, and ball and strike to count. Horsley bounced to second, back in the second. Again, everything pretty much looking like a sinker coming out of this right-hander's hand. The third pitcher, Dean started, pitched a couple. Erickson pitched the next couple. There's the sidearm right-hander. He bounces this one slowly to short. Fielded there. Long throw, but the first baseman can't handle it. I'm not sure who the error is going to be on, but they definitely would have had Horsley.
Your shortstop. Number three.
So that brings up Miguel Marquez. They got something going in the third with the bottom of the order. Marquez and Bayana. Let's see if they can take advantage of the miscue, the first, second error of this game for the West Coast Kings. So Marquez steps in, singled and stole a base, and the third was stranded at third base. Big cut on the first pitch from the side armor. Misses 0-1. And as we mentioned, Miguel and Andy Bayana both playing together with the Regis Rangers. Fouls this one off. Bounces it foul. 0-2 the count. Leading his club currently with steals, now with a half dozen. He led his club at Regis in steals this year with 7. So the Denver, Colorado resident. And this next pitch is a third strike. Oh, my. So Miguel did not like what happened there. Third strike goes down on strikes. One out as Andy Bayana comes to the plate. Now, They're getting their look at the he's not exactly Gene Garber or Tewksbury or anybody that's Tecovi or anything, but the little right-hander is definitely going low. This one swung on, laced into right field by Baena for a base hit. Chugging towards third base. Can Horsley get there? The throw didn't get him. He got in under it. He's safe. So Nick Horsley aggressively testing the arm of Pato, the right fielder, the relay guy. I mean, the throw got there. It was bang, bang.
Top the order for 45.
That would have been a tough one. And going to second on the throw is Baena. So now the Colt 45s with a chance. Just one out. And Tyler Thompson to the plate. Nice job by Baena just to go with the pitch where it was thrown into right field. Left-handed hitting Tyler Thompson at the plate. He's 0 for 2. Grounded to the second baseman twice. Checks his swing, but it goes right back to the pitcher. Fielded there. The throw over to the first baseman for out number two. The runners have to hold. It was a check swing, and Tyler still made contact. John Little was able to get on it and get the out. That's a little bit of a luck. Lucky check swing for Little. Bad luck for Tyler Thompson. Brings up Brendan Roop, who'd like to shake this thing. He's struck out twice. 2 men in scoring position. They've left batters in scoring position in two other innings. Sidearmer goes outside. A ball and no strikes. Roop waiting. At the belt, now the pitch. Swung on, lined the other way into right center field. This one's going to get all the way through. Both runs will score. Roop is chugging down to second. The center fielder, Trenison, struggling to get it in, but he does hold Roop at second base with a two-run double, a line shot into right center field. Both he and Baena go the other way on the side armor, and it pays dividends. The Colt 45s are on the board. It's 7-2.
Oklahoma Baptist University, your first baseman, number 8, Eric Carlson.
And if I said that was with one out, that was a two-out double, obviously. And it brings up Eric Carlson, and you know he's eager at the plate. Popped to the first baseman his last time up, 0 for 2. Off speed, just a little rainbow in there, but he took it for a called strike.
Came home.
Nice two-out, two-run double by Roop. Sets us up here, the three-hole hitter Carlson awaiting. Breaking ball just catches the inside corner. That one had a little bit of a late break. So we're seeing three or four different pitches from Little, the third pitcher, the side armor. Oh, 2 at the belt now. Checks the runner, and he delivers. Again, takes something off of it. That one swung on and missed. Strike 3. But the Colt 45s do get a couple of runs on 2 hits. There was an error, and they did leave one man on base. So after 5 innings of play, it's 7-2. Kings, you're listening to Reading Colt 45s baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal.
That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Billy Plummer.
You can hear the loudspeaker tell us that Billy Plummer is in the pitch, and Billy is trying to find his groove as a pitcher this year, this summer, playing exclusively that position. Closes the book on Nick Schrodel, who pitched 5 innings, scattered 10 hits, 7 runs, but only 3 of them considered earned, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts for Nick Schrodel. As I mentioned, the top the 100 pitch mark, I think he wound up with 102, but over 100 pitches tonight. It brings in Billy Plummer, who had a nice relief appearance his last time out. He's kind of getting into a groove where he's available every other day as he learns. He's got a strong arm, obviously the son of the former major leaguer, Billy, a catcher himself over at Shasta College, but focusing on finding his groove as a pitcher. On Thursday night against NBO Sacramento, he pitched 2 shutout innings, struck out 5 of the 6 outs, and walked 1 man. So the Plummer in relief of Nick Schrodel.
And your new beer batter, second baseman, number 44, Chris Fung.
We've got a new second baseman. And it's number 44. That doesn't mean anything to you because you're home watching your TV or whatever else you're doing. You're not watching radio. It just doesn't work that way. But your second baseman, as you know, sometimes it is a little bit creative to find our players with these rosters. Chris Fung out of UC San Diego. He's a left-handed batter. Takes the first pitch for a ball from Billy Plummer. Plummer working exclusively from the stretch. Nice delivery. Fastball misses high. Again, Billy learning how to get into a professional level groove. That's where these guys are at, to play in a full bat league. Pitchers have to learn to take command, and obviously plays at a high level at college ball, as all of these players do. 2-ball, no strike count. Misses that one high, 3-0. Got a photographer taking flash photos right behind home plate, which isn't normally something you want at a baseball game. But nevertheless, I guess every picture can't be taken with your mobile phone. There's a fastball just on the outside corner, nicely held there by Kyle Schrodel, the catcher. And it's, I believe it's 3-1. Scoreboard says 2-1. Now, Billy Plummer at the belt, rocks and delivers, fouled back to the screen. I guess it is a 2-2 count. I must have dreamed up a ball. 2-ball, 2-strike count. Now Fung waiting, left-handed batter right there in the box. Plummer trying to get to work. Setting up inside is Schrodel. Breaking ball, and that misses outside. And that was ball 4. So I wasn't imagining that. So occasionally that, again, does happen. That was ball 4.
Third baseman, number 25, Stephen
Fung Wraith. Walks. And that brings up Stephen Wraith. He's their third baseman. Left-handed batter. I mentioned he's a lanky kid wearing 2 white batting gloves. Holds his feet together and then separates them, steps in, takes the first pitch for a ball. And Kyle's trying to get in. He barks a little bit out at Billy Plummer to try to help him, get him moving on, help Billy get into a groove. Same thing happened his last time out. It took a couple batters for him to kind of get in a rhythm. Pretty good lead over at first base for Fung. Plummer misses for the next pitch, 2-0. So, the natives are restless here tonight now. Billy knows he'd love to get a ground ball here, obviously, but you're talking about a pretty speedy batter at the plate and a left-handed hitter at that. Fastball misses high.
blocking him. Block.
3-0. Checks the runner at first. Not going anywhere. That's a fastball over for a strike.
He just won there. Don't be throwing a pitch.
Billy Plummer. Again, now the runner's going 3-1. That's a high fastball, swung on, missed. Throw to second, on to the third base side. So Marquez has to reach over and sweep it back, and he's safe at second on the stolen base. It was the kind of pitch you want to throw on, a high fastball that he swung and missed. But Kyle just threw it to the shortstop side, the third base side, and Marquez had to come back and grab it. So, a man in scoring position, nobody out. 3-2 count. Plummer's fastball is high, ball four. Now, once again, have their cleanup hitter coming to the plate. Two on, nobody out. And Pato struck out his last time against Schroeder. Nick Schroeder. The big right-hander, Billy Plummer, toes the rubber. You know, Billy's, if you haven't seen him, 6 foot. I got a 6'3", excuse me, 205. Went to Foothill High School, of course. This one gets away, back to the screen, wild pitch. Runners move up. Billy just can't get in a rhythm tonight so far.
Come on, Billy. Be a pitcher.
Seven to our score. Colt 45 is trying to keep it there. They finally got a couple of runs across the plate in the bottom half of the last inning, but the Kings are threatening to get right back on the board. Pato awaits. Fastball takes that one low.
Come on,
ball two.
Billy!
Again, the crowd's sticking it out. They know how baseball is. You can put a couple of good innings together. There's still four at-bats left for the Colt 45s. Billy would like to keep them right here. That's a nice fastball low. And ooh, I thought it was on the inside corner, but just missed. Runs it up 3-0. First base is open, so they might be being careful with Pato. But I would imagine he probably has a green light here if he wants it. He takes that pitch for a strike. I mean, he's your cleanup hitter. You're up 7-2. You got two on. You got nobody out. Why not? But he didn't. Three balls and a strike now to count. Big right-handed hitter Pato awaits. Fastball high and away. Ball four. Billy's really struggling. He has walked now the first three people he's faced. And you can do the math. They're full. Barrett Fasking heading out to the mound. He looks down to the bullpen. I did not see anybody loosening up. Kind of don't have a great view. With the binoculars, I can get a little bit of a look. But he wants to just get in Billy's head and get him back to where he was two nights ago when he threw so well. Nice night. The breezes have died, so the good news is there's the flag's dead out there in center field. That's the good news. Now, if you can do something to get out their big first baseman here, it looks like he doesn't get cheated. Jaden Babah. Jaden's got an RBI. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Popped up to third in the fourth inning. Again, his first look at Billy Plummer. From the stretch, bases loaded, swung on, hit high and deep to left field. Going back and up against the wall. Gone. Three walks and a home run. And a grand slam. It looked like it was going to be way out of here, but kind of stagnant air, and he got it. And I guess that just tells you why Jaden Babomb is their five-hole hitter. He clears the bases, And it is 11-2, West Coast Kings.
Catcher, number 73, Don Waite.
I mean, it looked like it was going to be on Cypress Avenue when it came off the bat. I believe it hit into the net. It was a moonshot, high shot in the air. You give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, bad pitching.
And that's four runs that are tough. John Waite now comes to the plate, the catcher. 1-for-3 tonight. Had a double back in the first. Colt 45s need some outs and string something together. They showed the last couple of nights that with a little help they can, you know, score runs in bunches. But right now it is the other team, the West Coast Kings, who are showing the bunches tonight. Billy's yet to get an out. Billy Plummer, that is, as this one's fouled off right side, a ball and a strike now on Waite. He's thrown 21 pitches, 14 of them balls. Man, he knows that's not going to cut it. 2-1 strike count to the stocky right-handed batter, John Waite. Breaking ball over for a strike. 2-2. It does appear that Billy's throwing the curve a little more tonight than he did the last time out. And he's going to now step off, and didn't like what he was getting there from Kyle Schrodel behind the plate. Wipes his brow. Now back on the rubber. Toes it. Goes to the belt. And delivers. Fastball high. Again goes to a full count. And the only guy he pretty much went right at, took it out of the yard. Full count delivery now due to Waite. Plummer's breaking ball. Inside corner called. Strike three. Plummer's first strikeout of the night.
Mike Whitaker.
Mike Whitaker comes to the plate now. Whitaker's looking for his first hit. He's hit the ball hard once back in the third. He's a right-handed batter. Again, no action out in the bullpen. This is Billy's going to get his innings in here and hopefully keep it right here and see if the Colt 45s can launch some kind of comeback. 11-2, the score. Breaking ball on the first pitch to him is a called strike. Seems to be the pitch he's able to get over right now. Of course, good hitters are going to zero in on that if he's not able to get the strike, the fastball over. Billy knows it. No ball, one strike count. He has the sign and delivers. Fastball high and inside. He's really missing up and in on the fastball today. So ball and a strike now. Same two teams. We'll meet again tomorrow night. This one popped up right side, foul, out of play. Same two teams will meet again tomorrow night. And then the always popular Humboldt Crabs will be in next Wednesday and Thursday, followed to the ballpark by Chico, new club that's been formed down in Chico, on Friday and Saturday. And the Ringtails will be in here 1 week from tomorrow. Only 6 road games this year for the Colt 45s. One ball, two strike pitch again. The breaking ball again called. Strike three.
Pitching here, 37, Logan Cole.
So two down now, and Logan Cole comes to the plate. He's the designated here.
Let's give it up for our bat boy, Jameson.
Cole's 2-for-3, doubled in a run in the third. Singled, stole a couple of bases in the fifth. Or stole a base in the fifth and a double steal. He was part of that. Right-handed batter. And Billy Plummer rocks and fires. Fastball. Misses. Low and away. Ball, no strikes. But that was more in the location of what Billy's looking for, I think. 1-0 pitch. Again, rocks and fires. That's the curve. Almost hits him, and he didn't. Batter tried to sell it, which at this level you don't even bother with that. Certainly shouldn't. Ball, two balls, no strikes now. On Cole. Fastball outside part of the plate, but it doesn't catch it. 3-0. And Billy really struggling to find the strike zone. He's gotten a couple of strikeouts here, but he's gone three balls. I've lost track, but I think on every batter almost, except for Bob, and we know how that turned out. Fastball high and ball four. And Billy frustrated, waved his hands out, wanting to know he's not getting the high strike tonight. And he needs to know that, obviously. At this point, he knows it. So, base on balls, and it brings up Nico Mabro. So, four runs in this inning on a grand slam by Jaden Bobob. Now, Mabro takes an off speed, over for a strike. Seems to be what he's getting over right now. And that's what another thing about learning how to pitch is his dad will talk to him about, Billy Plummer. You know, when you don't have your best stuff, you got to figure out other ways. He's been going to the breaking ball here. Now really takes something off this one. In fact, it was behind the batter. Definitely don't think that was what he was looking for. A ball and a strike. Two outs. Runner at first base is Cole. Nine-hole hitter on deck. You hope you can get Cole here and start the next inning with him. Fastball bounces it past the catcher, Schrodel, back to the screen. Going to be a wild pitch. And once again, they've got a runner in scoring position. It has been all Kings tonight. That's the way baseball is. The great part about it is tomorrow you start from scratch. Right-handed batter standing in. Next pitch, inside corner. That one's called a strike. 2-2 the count. Mabro out of San Jose State. Billy doesn't even check the runner at second base. He just delivers. Bounces that one up, and Kyle can't handle it. And another wild pitch. Kyle's been taking a beating back there tonight. He's done the yeoman's job, but can't stop them all. One of those nights, just the way it is. So, Marlboro, with a full count, two outs. Billy Plummer would like to get out of this mess. Runner on third. Fastball foul, that one back into the parking lot. Bouncing down the street. Oh, car alarm went off. That's actually somewhere else. So. I thought maybe you did get a car down there, but no, I don't think so. Payoff pitch coming to the right-handed batter. Mabro takes it. It's bounced up there. Ball four. Kyle was able to block it, keep it in front of him, keep the runner from scoring, but now you have men on the corners and two outs. And you go to the top of the order, and that's Brett Tressen. So Plummer, 38 pitches in two-thirds of an inning so far. 24 of those pitches, balls. Fastball, that's over. That's called strike one. Billy's frustrated. But he got a good strike there. Just trying to build on it. That's what these summer collegiate wood bat leagues are all about. 0-1 pitch. And again, Schrodel has to bounce, block that one, bounced up to the plate. Billy looking like he's thrown a lot of pitches, might be running out of gas. I mean, he's fairly new as a pitcher at this level. And, you know, this has been a 40-pitch inning. One ball, one strike count. Plummer not paying much attention. Runner not going anywhere. Would not expect that they would run an 11-2 scenario. But Tressen has one hit on the night, one for three with a walk. Low fastball.
Come on, Billy.
Three balls and a strike. Still.
Load him up again.
No action in the bullpen. Now there's some action hurrying up out there.
Two more. Come on.
Zach Billingsley, the left-hander, getting out there and getting loose in a hurry. That one misses outside, and that is ball four.
Come on, Billy!
They've already had one visit to the mound, so if there is another, it'll be to get Billy Plummer. But right now, the base is loaded. The last time this happened, obviously, it didn't bode well for Billy this inning, the grand slam. In a hurry, getting loose. I'm not sure actually which guys got the catcher's mitt. And both Eamon Velarde and Zach Billingsley are thrown out there. And yes, even though Zach's left-handed, because you've got a, you know, you're a pitcher trying to keep things with your buddies so you can get innings in. He's got a left-handed catcher's mitt that he uses if he needs to catch a bullpen. So Velarde is out there throwing as well. He actually looks like the one that's getting loose, which would make sense. So Eamon has not pitched the last couple of games, I don't believe. First two pitches now to the next batter as they've batted around here is Chris Fung. Two ball, no strike. Delivery from Billy Plummer. Fastball, boy, he was cutting for the fence on that. Two-one count. Left-handed batter with the bases loaded. Fastball high. Billy just can't get, you can tell he's just not comfortable out there. Horsley's going to go and talk to him. And just buy a little time for the bullpen. Just try to calm him down, make sure he's okay physically. Because, again, you can't go out and talk to him if you've already had one visit. Now the 3-1 delivery, another ball, and you know the fastball swung on and missed strike two. Just went right at him. Now it looks like they're stretching it out there in the bullpen a little bit to get loose. 3-2 delivery coming. The bases loaded. Swung on. Missed. Strike three. Billy gets out of a big, big jam. So the only good news is he's the designated beer batter. If he strikes out during the game, they get to drink for cheaper beer. Well, there's a silver lining. 11-2 is their score. Colt 45 is trailing as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Looking for a team-building exercise? Order Jersey Mike's delivery from Uber Eats. Then share. Collaboration by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, bottom of the sixth inning, Chris Brew going to start things off for the Colt 45s. We have some catching up to do, 11-2. West Coast Kings on top. Brew is 1-for-1 tonight, singled back in the second, hit by a pitch in the fourth, right-handed batter standing in. Let's take a look at the scoreboard in the big leagues tonight as Brew standing in against the side armor a little. We'll get the first pitch out of the way. It's a fastball called for a strike. Cubs and Cardinals in St. Louis are delayed by rain in the fifth. Astros on top of the Athletics in Oakland, 3-1 right now. Verlander trying to make some history there. We'll tell you about that in a minute. Mets and Diamondbacks, bottom of the seventh. Mets up 4-1 in Arizona. In San Diego, Marlins on top of the Padres, 7-3 in the seventh. 0-2 the count now on Brew. And the next pitch, he waves at one. Off speed, swung on and missed. Clearly not enjoying hitting off of that sidearm. That'll bring up Kyle Schrodel.
Number five.
He struck out twice. So he's looking to get something going here. Back to the scoreboard. Priest with a solo home run. Dodgers leading the Phillies 2-1. That's in the seventh inning. Finals, Twins beat the Rays 6-2. Indians over the White Sox 5-2 as this one's bounced. Two hops to second, down to his knees, fielded. He throws it over to first. O'Brien was moving to his left. That's out number two. And he just, I don't know if he lost his footing or just slid towards it, but either way, he made a nice play. That's not O'Brien, excuse me. That's the replacement at second base who came in. Fung. Fung made the play. And I guess Fung made it fun. That's two outs, and it brings to the plate Peyton Edwards. Peyton looking for his first hit of the night. Right-handed batter stepping in. Indians beat the White Sox in Chicago. Brewers outlasted the Padres 12-10. First pitch is over for a strike to Peyton. And the Rangers pounded the Royals 6-2. This one fouled off. Giants with a good win tonight. Belt drove in four as they beat the Orioles 8-2 in Baltimore. Nationals over the Reds 5-2. And the Braves beat the Tigers 10-5. Angels over the Mariners 6-3. And the Yankees beat the Red Sox 5-3. And this pitch swung. It's called strike three. And that will do it for this inning. So much for the scoreboard. And the Colt 45s go down in order, still trailing 11-2 after six. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
When you're looking to pet your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Colt 45s want to keep it right where they are at. Trailing 11-2 and maybe get some bats going to get something looking good from here. I definitely didn't have a good look at that bullpen out there because it's neither Velarde nor Billingsley coming in to pitch for your Colt 45s. Trying to get a look at that. Is it Colby? Haven't seen quite enough baseball yet to get the feel for everybody. We've got a couple of changes defensively. Try to get those taken care of for you in a second here.
Number 25, Stephen Reed.
So if I'm reading my numbers correctly, we're going to have quite a few changes. So Velarde's going to be in left. Brandon Roop is coming in to pitch. I guess he's going to be your garbage guy here. Right-hander, he was in left field. The new catcher, Horsley. Nope, it's not Horsley. It's Brett Bellow. Bellow moves in behind the plate. Now, Bellow just joined the club this weekend and got the start last night, a couple of knocks. So he's in catching. He's out of Sacramento City College. And they're facing the left-handed batter, again, the lanky guy. And, boy, they are getting their at-bats in, are they not? Stephen Wraith. So he goes down on strikes. So right away, going to work. As took me a minute to figure out that was Brandon Roop out there. I was thinking maybe we had a number change. But, so Wraith, the strikeout to start things off. And that brings up Ricky Pato.
Right fielder, number 67, Ricky Pato.
And Pato is big right-hand batter, as we mentioned. He's one of the guys that scored in the on the Grand Slam by Bob. Let me finish that scoreboard and what I told you about. Rockies beat the Blue Jays 4-2. Yankees beat the Red Sox 5-3 as he pops this one up. First base side foul territory. Chris Brew under it, and he reaches back and makes the catch. Round number two. So nice job so far by Roop to come and get 2 outs. That's in foul territory. That brings up Bob, who hit the grand slam that kind of took the air out of any hopes of keeping it close at that point. And then here's the other note I told you I would come back to. If baseball fans, not that I'm less interested in Bob, but Justin Verlander making some history as he passed. And this is a big name. He passed Cy Young for 21st place on the all-time strikeout list tonight. So over 2,807 strikeouts. That's not bad. So Verlander pulling that off against the A's tonight. This one popped up again in fair territory. The pitcher calls for it, and Roop makes the catch. Three up. Three down, and that's more like it for your Colt 45s. Hey, it's time for the seventh inning stretch, so we hope you'll do the same as we had to break trailing 11-2. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441. To let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, welcome back. Eamon Velarde at the plate getting his first at-bat of the game. They've got a new pitcher. They're going two innings for each pitcher and really getting some work for their staff. And this is the biggest, lankiest one yet. Right-hander Mark Dozier, about 6 feet 6 inches tall. He's out of Arkansas PB, that ball club. And he is quickly going right at Eamon Velarde, who's came into the game, went into left field. So he's a switch hitter, batting left, two balls, two strikes to count. That one's a changeup, swung on, fouled off. So we've got a new pitcher. We've had some changes, as we said, in the lineup, but hopefully you're keeping up with it. And they had a little bit of a short seventh inning stretch, so if you decided to go out and have your seventh inning stretch, maybe walk the dog and came back and we were already back at it, we apologize. For some reason, they didn't do some of the normal hoopla during the stretch, so it was a little bit shorter than usual. So our producer back at the studio, Jared. Sorry, Jared. No God Bless America tonight. And I was going to sing the Dude Take Me Out to the Ball Game for the crowd, but we really didn't need to do that to them. It's been a little tough so far for them already. Three ball, two strike count. Colt 45 is trying to get a little something going here. And here's a guy who's had some fun with the bat. Eamon Velarde, the 3-2 pitch, swung on, bounced towards short, slow roller. Velarde, not a fast runner, so they got time, and they do get him over at first base by a step. The shortstop, Marlboro, got Velarde. But I was going to say, Eamon's batting 500 on the season coming in.
Miguel Marquez!
So Velarde bounced a short, and that brings up Miguel Marquez. We're starting to get some new walk-up music out here. The ball players told our PA crew and what they want as their walk-up music. So you got it at the ballpark, you can probably figure it out. I have no clue, because I don't know what most of the new music is, the new music. But that's okay. A ball, no strikes. Having some fun at the ballpark. And pretty much everybody stayed, despite the lopsided score at this moment. Colt 45, though, as we've said. New arm, new motion, swung on, hit high towards right, but going to be playable. Pato is there, makes the catch for out number two. Some good wood, went the other way, but just not quite enough. So it brings up Andy Baena, who extended his batting streak to four games, his hitting streak, with a single, scoring the Colt 45 second run back in the fifth. He's officially one for one. He was hit by a pitch in the third, so he's been on both times. Big right-hander. As we said, pitching his first inning, Mark Dozier. Well, it's pretty much worked out to plan for manager Kyle Gross of the West Coast Kings tonight. This first, the first game of their season, their collegiate season, and they've used four pitchers, two innings each, and each has had a different look, and each has thrown strikes pretty much and been effective. That pitch over for a strike, quickly out in front, 0-2 on Baena. Baena waits for the delivery, swings and misses at the high fastball, strike three. So Dozier gets him down in order. That's seven in a row who've been retired by by the Kings. So still trailing 11-2. We now head to the eighth inning. You're listening to Red and Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Mako is back with another great deal. Give it your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Again, fans still having a good time out at the ballpark. Hope you can make it out this weekend. Same two teams will go at it again tomorrow. This is actually the only time that we're scheduled to see the West Coast Kings. Again, very impressed with their ball club tonight. They really brought the lumber and took advantage of any opportunity they had. Obviously, they've put the runs up on the board, and the pitching's been pretty solid as well. So it's an 11-2 lead. That kind of speaks for itself. Colt 45s want to keep it right here. Pitching his second inning in relief. He had a perfect inning coming out of the pen. Not coming out of the pen. Let's say coming out of left field. Root. First pitch misses. Has a little chat with the umpire. Not sure what that was about. It's a strike. No balls, one strike. And the batter is a pinch hitter for them. They may have made some defensive replacements, as we don't generally get it. No, excuse me, this isn't a pinch hitter. It's John Wade. It is the catcher. Right-handed batter. Wade doubled back in the first, but nothing since then. Ball and two strikes. Takes another one. Called over. Roop's come in, done the job. Bouncer, third base side. Charging, fielding, throwing, and he got him. Nice play over at third base.
Number 33, Mike Whitaker.
Again, one of the defensive changes, that was Eric Carlson moved from first to third as they kind of swapped some stuff around. They now no longer will have the designated hitter, obviously, because they brought Roop in to pitch, and they brought Brew in to play first base. So now I got you all brought. I think I have you up to date. I'm looking at the field. I think that's the way it is. Brew at first. Carlson at third. And Horsley done for the night. First pitch bounces away from the catcher. Ball, no strikes. Mike Whitaker called out on strikes the last couple of times up. He's hitless for the night. Bounces one up the middle. Wielding to his left is Marquez, and he can't handle it. I'm not sure what it'll be ruled. Probably a hit, and it is, but Miguel knows that if he's living right, he might have a shot at getting him. He ranged far to his left, tried to basically make the spin and throw because he knew he would have to do it in a hurry. It's ruled an infield hit. So we got a man on first with one out, right-handed batter. This is Logan Coles. Had a pretty good night at the plate. This one bounced towards short. Marquez is over to second. One on to first, double play. That's just what the doctor ordered. Marquez and Edwards with Brew on the finishing end. turn a nice 6-4-3 to end things here in the top half of inning number 8. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, the Colt 45s want to at least make it a little interesting for all these fans who've stayed here tonight on a, it turned out to be a beautiful night at the ballpark. It's not been much to write home about for the Colt 45s yet. They get two more cracks at it. The big right-hander Dozier, 6'6 right-hander at a 1-2-3 seventh inning, working his second inning. Again, he's the fourth hurler for the West Coast Kings, who are a good-looking ball club tonight. And it'll be the top of the order, which the Colt 45s haven't gotten a whole lot out of. Roop had the two-run double in the fifth, but other than that, Thompson knows he wants to get something going. And he's had a rough night, 0-for-3, grounded out three times, and one of them was a double play. He's a left-handed batter. Big 6'6 right-hander working exclusively from the stretch. Takes a ball high. Helicopter flying over. Taking a looky-loo at the ball game tonight. Checking the score, 11-2, West Coast Kings. Fastball, that one's high, 2-0. Playing a little dangerously. Thompson pretty shallow out in right field. And actually shallow in center. At this stage of the game, that kind of surprises me a little bit. And he hit him with a pitch. Tyler will take that one. Got him on the meat hand, the right hand. Got him on the meat there on his arm or his elbow. I don't think it hit him in the elbow. I think it just got him in the meat of his forearm. Right now, trying to make something happen, get a little momentum swing into the Colt 45s. Now here's Brendan Roop, started the game in the outfield. He moved to the mound, and he's so far been the most effective pitcher for the Colt 45s tonight. Right-handed batter stepping in, and he's delivered the only big hit of the night for Redding, the two-run double back in the fifth. Fastball fouled that one off. He took a pretty big cut at it.
If you want, please come to the announcer booth, 371-706.
So, Roop now batting a cool 400 in this his third game with the club. Takes that one. Little inside. Ball and a strike. Roop out of Fort Scott College in, I believe that's in Arkansas. This one popped towards short, fielded there, and they got the runner caught off first. He's out. That's two down. Tyler Thompson stumbled. It looked like it was a... They saying they tagged him. They got him trying to hustle to get back to first, and it was a little bit of a kind of an excuse me swing, popped towards short.
Here.
And they just caught Tyler Thompson, got caught, slipped, and once he stumbled, he knew he was dead meat. An ugly double play. And that brings up Eric Carlson. Perhaps a bright spot could be him getting his first knock here of the 2019 summer. Fastball swung on line towards left field. Going back, turning and watching. It's off the base of the wall in left center field. Rounding first, heading towards second. Strong throw, but he'll stand there with a double. So Eric Carlson off the game one schneid. And boy, good to see. That was a nice stroke. And he just hit it too hard to get it out of the yard. It certainly, it was on a line. It was hit hard enough. That's a joke. If he'd have gotten it up just a wee bit, it would have been out. So now let's see if Chris Brew can keep it going with two outs here in the eighth. They got to have some fun while you can. Give you something good to think about heading into tomorrow's game between these two clubs. Big guy working from the stretch. Doesn't even check the runner. Throws to the plate. Brew took a good cut. Fouled it back. I think all these guys are glad to see anybody other than that side armor. The first guy that threw, that started the game, Dean. Big off-speed changeup, breaking ball. Erickson was a little bit of a quick worker right-hander. Then they brought in Little, who was a side armor, and now Dozier, big, lanky in there. He took something off of it, and Chris did not look good on that swing, and he's had a couple of those tonight. And I'm sure he's trying to get it right. Brew awaits the 0-2 delivery. Curveball way high, ball and two strikes. Got a runner in scoring position. That's Eric Carlson, who doubled off the base of the wall and left. Here's the pitch, fastball. He was on it, but just fouled it back. Again, a good bit of our Saturday night crowd is stuck around, hoping for some late night fireworks from the Colt 45's bats. One, two, delivery. Ooh, he took something off of it, and Brew bit on that and missed it. Swung on and missed strike three, and that will do it for that rally here in the eighth. No runs a hit, no error, man left on base. We go to the top of the ninth, trailing 11-2. It's Reading Colt 45's baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Happy Valley Strawberry Festival is coming June 1st and 2nd. Here's Frank Muse to tell you more.
Hello, we want to invite you and the whole family for 2 days of fun at the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival with ice cream, strawberries, and shortcakes. It all starts Saturday at 7 o'clock with the Happy Valley 4-H Club's pancake breakfast, $5 a plate at the Mary's Pizza Booth. 165 vendors, pie eating contest, pony rides, magician, antique trucks and tractors, and Harley Club. Free parking and admission. West Valley High School at Gas Point and Happy Valley Road. Tickets sold in advance at the Happy Valley Market, Country Market, and the Happy Spot Market, and also at the door.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Brent Weber with you. It's 11-2. West Coast Kings, who've really been swinging the bats tonight. And Colt 45's just haven't been able to come up with the hits except in one inning. They've had some guys in scoring position, just haven't strung it together, and they've been outmatched tonight. To this point, Brendan Roop has been their most effective pitcher, and he's basically in mop-up duty. Pitched a couple of solid innings. Got a nice double play behind him in the eighth. That's pretty much been about the highlight of the night almost for your Colt 45s.
All right.
All right, here in the top of the ninth, Nico Mabro, the shortstop at the plate. Oh, He lined out, had a single, and right-handed batter. You're going to hear he fouled off the first pitch. Brendan Roop delivers, checks his swing. First base umpire says, yes, indeed he did go. Well, that doesn't happen every day. Roop, on the hill. Pretty good season with the bat. Bouncing ball, slow roller towards short. Marquez to his left. Fields throws. Just pulled Brew off the bag. Brew didn't quite make the stretch, and that is going to be an error. And I'm not sure who it's going to be on. Probably Marquez. But that was a tough one. That brings up Brett Tresen, top of the order for the Kings. A little more on Roop, who's pitching. The right-hander out of Fort Scott College. The Greyhounds, they played in the NJCAA District 1 Regional District Championships this year. Hit 326 with him. He wasn't really there as a pitcher, but he's obviously has that skill, stepping right in, stepping right on the rubber, throwing strikes, missed there for a ball. But he certainly stepped in and helped them out of a jam here. Line drive towards short. One hop to Marquez. Steps on the bag, makes the throw, but throws it away. Marquez has got a little bit of a yips problem right now with the throws. This is two nights in a row that uncharacteristically he's letting it fly, and that's going to be, unfortunately, a throwing error. Was a tailor-made double play, six unassisted at second. The fielder's choice is what you got to get him getting to first, but the error is what allows the runner to go to second. That's a toughie. Tough night all around to this point. Let's see if they can get out of it. Again, the runner on second base. We've got one out now. Off speed away. Next pitch missed as well. 2-0. And Marquez had not made an error at shortstop this season. He made one at second. But had shown a steady glove out there. Two balls and a strike to count right now. And it's really not been the glove that's caused the problems. It's been the throws. And this is Fung at the plate now. His third time up. Since replacing Luke O'Brien at second base. He's a left-handed batter. 2-1 strike count now coming. Roop from the stretch, cocks it and throws it. Swung on, missed. 2-2. You really don't want to see the middle of this Kings lineup again. Well, I don't know. I sure don't. They've got some pinch hitters due up, it looks like. Big cut and swing, missed that one. In fact, on deck, looks like Jason Summers out of Art University is due to bat. Unless somehow the Colt 45s can turn a double play here with a runner on second. That's swung on, miss. Strike three. So Roop gets the strikeout, two outs, and the batter here coming to the plate is Jason Summers. He's a right-handed hitter. Fairly tall, 6'2". Lanky right-handed batter. Takes a deep breath before he climbs into the box. Has a bit of a crouch stance, and he waits. First pitch from Root, off speed, inside corner, called for a strike. No ball, one strike. Delivery, he tried to cock a breaking ball, and it was way high. A ball and a strike down. Bottom half of the inning for the Colt 45s. Trodle Edwards and Velarde are due up. Maybe they can get a little bit of something to take home with them thinking about tomorrow, you'd like to get at least get some kind of rally going. Two balls and a strike. That one missed. Two outs here, top of the ninth. Runner in scoring position is Tressen. 2-1 pitch. Swung on, hit sharply towards short. Marquez fields, takes his time, makes the throw, and does just get him by a step. So, Colt 45s get out of any more trouble here in the top of the ninth. Trailing the West Coast Kings 11-2, you're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, welcome back. Bottom of the ninth inning, trailing 11-2, but maybe they can get a little something going. Something that they can take home with them tonight and bring back to the ballpark tomorrow night, because they'll play the same West Coast Kings team here at Tiger Field. That'll be a 6:15 game because it's a Sunday night. And then they'll play next week on Wednesday and Thursday against the Crabs, and then Chico on Friday, Saturday, and Ringtail on Sunday. So a big week ahead. Colt 45's just a little bit of malaise tonight. Just couldn't get it going against the visitors. It's not over yet. Want to see what they can bring home tonight. If they can get something going here in the bottom of the ninth, let's see what you get.
Brett Bellow.
So Brett Bellow going to bat. His first at-bat of the night, he came in to catch. Midway through, they gave Kyle Schrodel the rest of the night off. Bellow joined the club last night, had three hits and six at-bats, scored a couple of runs, and knocked in a run. Right-handed batter out of Sacramento City College, and boy, what a great year they had. And they made it pretty darn close to winning the CCCA, and I believe I got the right number of season there. California Community College Association. They were close, but they got knocked out in the comeback round. Big strike there. He's down 0-2 on the count. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you about yet another pitcher. So they go two innings for each guy, and Ryan Fleming out of San Mateo comes in, gets the off-speed, strike three.
Number 10.
So Mateo gets the strikeout of Beto, and that brings to the plate Peyton Edwards. And Peyton Edwards would like to get something going. This Shasta College second baseman is 0 for the night, 0 for 3. Has not really gotten some solid wood on it yet. It's just one of those nights. They've thrown some funky arms, and the Colt 45s have not made the proper adjustments to really get it going after scoring 18 runs last night, 10 runs the night before. They could have used one or two or nine of those tonight, of course. Doesn't work out that way. Bouncing ball right back up the box. It's fielded there, and the pitcher underhands it to first base for out number two.
Number 21, Amen.
Five pitchers have done the job, and really a good job, I think, of the manager, Gross, of throwing five guys out there that all have five different looks. If you don't have a guy that's ready to go give you 5 to 7 innings, then you do something like he's doing tonight, and batters don't get comfortable. They can't really watch. They don't know you well enough. You haven't played any games, so they can't scout you. Brings up Eamon Velarde, who's Eamon batting left against the right-handers, batted primarily left this year. We mentioned to you his last time up that Eamon came into the game batting a cool 500, and that's been
quite a surprise. That one's called for a strike, a ball and a strike. I teased Damon because when I looked at the photo that we got from his college from Feather River, he had long locks and they were sun-drenched, like almost blonde. Well, he's got dark hair and it is cut short. And as a short-haired guy, he's really rocking it for the Colt 45 so far. Fouled that one off. Knocked in four runs as well. And really not scheduled to be. My understanding is was originally scheduled to be more of a pitcher. He's a big batter, 6'5", 210, but he's helped them out by playing some pretty solid left and getting some knocks in. 1-2 pitch, swung on, high chopper towards second, to his right. Fung Fields throws, and he's not going to get him this time. That'll be an infield hit for Eamon Velarde. So shame on me for dissing Velarde's speed the last time when he grounded out to short. So that's an infield hit, I'm sure. And that brings up Miguel Marquez. Miguel 1-for-3, singled, stole a base back in the third. A right-handed batter standing in against Fleming, who from the belt checks the runner at first and swung on, missed. No balls and a strike to count. I was just getting ready to call the boss and tell him that the game's in the ninth inning. It's 11-2 right now. Just something good. The old Cubs announcer, my dad told me, used to say, we don't care who wins as long as it's the Cubs. Kind of would like the Colt 45s to get something to take home with them, but it's going to be another K. As five pitchers do the job, Marquez goes down swinging, and here in the ninth, they get a hit. But can't do anything about it. 11-2, your final. West Coast Kings on top. We'll be back to recap this one and look ahead. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit Reading Endoscopy.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, welcome back. Not great news from the ballpark. You can't win them all, but you can try again tomorrow. That's what's great about the game of baseball. Colt 45s lose to the West Coast Kings, and I tell you what, they're a good-looking club. The Kings 11 runs, 12 hits, and 2 errors. The Colt 45s 2 runs, 6 hits, and 4 errors, and they know they're going to have to do something about those 4 errors that really meant that it was going to be a struggling night for Schrodel on the hill. The lefty started the game. His line doesn't look as bad as it felt. I'm sure he went 5 innings, 10 hits, 7 runs, but just 3 were called earned runs, 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. But Nick struggled, and then Billy Plummer really struggled. It's clearly a learning night for Billy. He threw just 1 inning, 1 hit, 4 runs, all earned, 6 walks and 3 strikeouts. And Brandon Roop was the savior in the end. He came in and pitched 3 solid innings, allowed that infield hit and struck out a couple, and really gave their bullpen a breather, because at that point in time, the bats just were not clicking. They weren't able to get the hits with runners in scoring position. Roop, the double whammy positive tonight, the pitching was strong from him, and he also had that long 2-run double that gave the Colt 45s their only runs on the night. not a whole lot of good you can say other than, hey, the three-game win streak snapped. You can start a new one tomorrow. And now you know a little bit more about these West Coast Kings managed by Kyle Gross. And I guarantee you Barrett Fasking is going to have them out here swinging some bats tomorrow night. Joe will be back with you tomorrow night, pregame show, 5:30, first pitch scheduled for 6:15 on a Sunday night here in Reading. It was a beautiful Saturday, except for the final tally. Again, the score, West Coast Kings 11, your Reading Colt 45s 2. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us tonight. Hope you enjoyed Reading Colt 45s baseball. We'll see you tomorrow.
Was arrested on a drunken driving charge the following day.
Prosecutors charged Bacon County Sheriff Mark Cothran with elder abuse, battery, and violating his oath of office after John Daniel Melton reported the sheriff to Alma Police on May 22nd. An incident report says Melton told police he attempted to shake Sheriff Cothran's hand and was grabbed by the throat and shoved into a pole. Alma Police arrested Melton on a DUI charge the next day. A May 23rd report says Melton reeked of alcohol when he was pulled over for traffic violations. He was jailed in a neighboring county. Patrick Frost reporting.
The latest Harvard Caps Harris poll, a more than 60% majority of polled voters oppose impeaching and removing President Trump. Significantly, it's a poll that was taken after Wednesday's Mueller press conference. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Brian Kilmeade Show coming from the Fox News World headquarters in Midtown, New York City. Mark Levin, the number one author in the country, number one on the New York Times list, beats the great Howard Stern, the great one, Mark Levin at the bottom of the hour, the unfreedom of the press. So boy, is that appropriate. And Admiral James Stavridis is in the on-deck circle, set to join us on everything that's important around the world. So let's begin.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I got one question for the Democratic candidate, Joe Biden. Has he learned anything from 2016? Hillary Clinton hit a very similar strategy by thinking she didn't need to venture out into certain places. That's a form of elitism. There's Democratic voters that support President Trump, and he needs to make a difference if he's trying to win for president.
Yeah, but so far what he's doing seems to be effective. Gianno Caldwell telling Joe Biden, you got a wide lead, don't blow it. However, I don't get it. If Democrats are for pro-choice, he doesn't seem to be all in on that. Climate change, it's not his priority. Crime, not running away from his stance on the crime bill. And what about Medicare for all? He's pro-Obamacare, but why is he with a double-digit lead? Are the pundits off or the polls off?
Number two.
I believe that expungement proceedings will strengthen Congress's hand to come to a conclusion about ultimate impeachment.
These are impeachable offenses.
Bob Mueller was essentially referring impeachment to the United States Congress.
Wow, here we go. Impeachment, is that the best thing for Democrats? Is it the best thing for President Trump? I say no on both counts.
Number one.
And as set forth in the report, after that investigation, if we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
As opposed to saying if we had confidence that the president did commit a crime, we would have said so. It's all how you say it, but the same results. Mueller shuts out the lights, turns in his keys, leaves his special counsel office, and then douses the place with gasoline and tosses a match. His explosion, 9 minutes long, and now the push for Democrats to impeach a president, and the president couldn't seem to be happier as he left to give the commencement address at the Air Force Academy. And joining us now is Admiral James Stravitis. He's talking about world issues, talking about bringing peace to this planet and keeping America strong as the 16th Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. He's a best-selling author. His book's coming out, Sailing True North, 10 Admirals, and the Voyage of Character. Admiral, welcome back.
Always good to talk to you, Brian.
Admiral, before we talk about the important stuff, let's talk about the stuff that has Washington occupied. When you have a president that seems to be in political turmoil, does it make him susceptible around the globe?
It does. And as you know, Brian, I kind of come at this from the international perspective.
Yep.
And none of this is helpful for us internationally. And I'll give you a classic example is the president's trip to Japan, where he met with Prime Minister Abe. I think by and large, we have a very strong relationship with the Japanese, but you can almost feel them hedging a little bit and holding back. I think it'll hurt us in the Chinese trade talks and so on around the world. So, no, this Washington inside the Beltway rings loud in our ears, but it also rings pretty loud across the globe.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Chinese are interesting because they own the press. And when you read the press, it's not a journalist. It's what the government thinks, these global times. And they're basically doubling down, trying to rally the country on this would-be trade war with America. And that's green-lighted by the government, right?
It is indeed. And two real specific things to be aware of. You now have President Xi appearing more frequently wearing military uniforms. I mean, picture that for a minute. Picture President Trump putting on a military uniform. Xi is sending a signal to his people that he is strongly in control of the military and he is unafraid to use that military instrument. And then secondly, in the popular culture, in the social networks for China, which I dip into from time to time, you see again and again this kind of we're finally going to take on those big American bullies. And that meme is playing across those Chinese social networks. Both of those are very worrisome.
And also, I understand on television, they're running these documentaries on the Korean War, which the Chinese look as a positive as they enter in on Thanksgiving Day and push us back as we eventually get back to the 38th parallel, right?
Indeed. We ought to remember that the last time the U.S. and China had troops shooting at each other in anger was during the Korean War in the 1950s, early 50s. And at that time, General MacArthur was sweeping to the north. Our troops were really on a roll. We were way up into North Korea, and across the Yalu River came streaming hundreds of thousands of Chinese troops. We really want to avoid repeating that. And frankly, the fact that China is showing that video and sort of exulting in it, again, is a very worrisome sign about how China is approaching these trade talks.
So a couple of things that's so important about that war, too. The Chinese were exposed as a lack of sophistication back then, right? I mean, they were basically coming at us with bayonets, and they didn't even have winter clothing. And when they fought again to teach Vietnam a lesson after the Korean War, Vietnam pushed back hard, and that was almost a loss for them, correct?
That is correct. And by the way, the Vietnamese have had a long and fierce reputation for independence in Southeast Asia, and the Chinese are a bit chary about that, and they ought to be. What we ought to focus on now, Brian, is if we end up in conflict with China, it will probably begin at sea in the South China Sea. We'll have a significant high-tech component to it, unmanned vessels undersea, unmanned in the air. There'll be a huge cyber component going after our command and control networks and hypersonic cruise missiles. This is not the China of the 1950s.
Yeah, they're going to try to take out our satellites. Is that the first thing they'll do?
Yeah, absolutely. And they will also have a whole series of their own satellites that they will use to reassess GPS, global positioning system, reposition that. They'll also go high and hard at our main networks. And today, 21st century warfare, Brian, is fought, the command and control is fought on what the layperson would call the Internet. Those networks are at risk from China. Again, this is not going to be bayonets and hundreds of thousands of troops. This is going to be a very high-tech conflict. Let's hope we don't get there, and we're a long way from that point.
I agree.
But these trade talks, which are very direct and are going to be challenging for the president to land favorably, will be a pretty good indicator of the possibility of would we go to that next step. Let's hope we don't go.
So Jonathan Ward wrote this book about China, and he has a deep understanding of the region. He's one of the founders of the Atlas Organization. Here's what he said is our relationship currently with that country. Cut 45.
When we're thinking about something like the trade war, the G20, we have to remember that we're dealing with a strategic adversary that has a very clear sense of national destiny, a very clear sense of where it's going and how it's going to get there. And a lot of that is economic. It's this idea that they're going to surpass us economically, technologically, and eventually militarily. And through that, they bring back essentially a Chinese world order,
right,
and, you know, do away with the American world. So that's something we all have to be thinking about as we look at short-term sort of developments.
And that's why if the president, I don't know if the president wants to double down on that, but I think he should address us as why he's digging in.
He absolutely should, and I would also recommend an even more magisterial treatment of China, its place in the world, its civilization, is, of course, Henry Kissinger's masterpiece, simply titled On China. The Chinese would tell you they are a civilization, thousands and thousands of years. They've had a couple of bad centuries. They're about to come back in a big way. We can avoid getting into a war with China, but it's going to require a lot of diplomacy, a lot of economic tools, and having a capable military deterrence. Above all, Brian, it requires having a strategy. That's what I'd like to see the president outline.
I like the boldness next to the man-made islands. I like the fact that we're reaffirming our military relationship with Japan. And I like the fact that he went and visited Taiwan, not the president, but I think it was he sent Bolton over there.
He did. I was in Taiwan myself last fall, met with Madam President Tsai, who leads that nation very capably. The Taiwanese are very, very much in the gun sights of China, and you are seeing more push against them. We ought to stand with Taiwan. That'll be a key indicator. And, of course, strategically, Taiwan, the island itself, is the gateway to the north end of the South China Sea. Crucial, crucial place.
Wow. I want you to hear what the president just said about that and Iran and the battles we're having with them. The top one, Eric.
China is becoming a very weakened nation, just as Iran has become a very weakened nation. And Iran wants to make a deal also.
So, is that a salesman? Is he working the refs?
Yeah, he really is. And you know, hey, give him credit.
I do, too. Yeah.
He's trying to get us into a negotiation with Iran. And, frankly, he's getting a fair amount of pushback. And you ought to ask National Security Advisor Bolton, who I think overall is doing a very credible job. But we don't want to get in a war with Iran. The president keeps signaling he's willing to have a talk. And he's trying to make the point to the Iranians, hey, you come and work with us, kind of the same pitch he's made to Kim Jong-un. Let's hope it works. I think it'll have less success than Kim Jong-un because Un is, at the end of the day, a gangster. The mullahs in Iran are quite ideological and religiously driven. That's a bad combination. So I think the president's got his work cut out for him there. Again, the solution is not to go to war with Iran.
Right.
The hot spot to watch is the Arabian Gulf here.
The Arabian Gulf. And keep in mind, it looks as though, if you believe John Bolton, and I do, he believes those commercial ships that were hit by Iran or their surrogates.
no question in my mind. I mean, as the Romans used to say, qui bono, who profits? Who else would profit from an attack like that? It was, in my view, a distinct signal from the Iranians that they're willing to close the Strait of Hormuz and attack shipping. They think that is their MasterCard that they can play with us. They are sadly mistaken, particularly, I think, with this president.
So do you feel the good cop, bad cop thing that John Roberts seems to think is intentional, and he's not somebody to guess. He probably met. He joined us from Japan. Between Bolton and Trump is a bad thing, or is it? I know it's unusual and unorthodox, but does it worry you?
It does, to be honest. I would rather see the president in full alignment publicly with his team. It's absolutely fine to have spirited discussions within the administration, within the Situation Room. I've been part of those with both the Bush and the Obama White Houses. But when it's public like that, you can dress it up and call it good cop, bad cop. But I think it rings across the globe as, is the president really listening to his national security advisor?
We're speaking with Admiral James Stavridis. Admiral, I want you to listen to the president characterize the launch of those mid-range missiles from North Korea.
Very importantly, there's been no nuclear testing for 2 years. I looked at a chart the other day. During the past administration, there were many numbers that were very high, like 10 and 12 and 18, having to do with missile launches and nuclear testing. And for the last 2 years on the bottom, it had zero and zero. So I am very happy with the way it's going, and intelligent people agree with me.
You're not bothered at all by the small missiles?
No, I'm not. I am personally not.
So that echoes South Korea, but doesn't echo Japan and doesn't echo Bolton. Admiral, your serve.
My view is he is correct when he says it's an accomplishment that we have not had a nuclear test or a long-range ballistic missile test. Point scored for the president. The problem is, from the Japanese perspective, those, quote, short-range, unquote, missiles can hit Japan. So this is a disagreement between the United States and Japan that kind of marred an otherwise good trip to Japan. So personally, I would rather the president take a tougher, vocal, public line on North Korea and say, hey, we're happy that you're not setting off nukes, we're happy you're not doing long range, but you've got to stop even this short range so that we can get back to the negotiation table. Then let's have another summit. Then let's move this forward. I completely agree with the president that we need to be patient. This is going to take time to land this thing diplomatically, but I think he's become personally a little too close to Chairman Kim.
And lastly, real quick, on Venezuela, the talks have broken down in Norway. Stunner. I'm being sarcastic. So where's this heading? What can we expect the next couple of weeks?
I think the next couple of weeks will be more of the same. Probably the next big muscle movement, Brian, will be a few months from now when, as the summer unfolds, temperatures rise, tempers rise. I think that's going to be the next big move from the government, the one that we recognize, the one that's broken away from Maduro. Mm-hmm. You've heard me say it before, but the long-term trends here are against Maduro. His big support comes from Russia. They don't have the money from Cuba. We ought to continue cracking down on both of them in order to cut the support to Maduro. That's the key to this thing.
He is Admiral James Stavridis. I look forward to his book in October 2019, Sailing True North. Thanks, Admiral. Have a great weekend.
You too, Brian. So much to talk about.
Absolutely. We just scratched the surface, and there's nothing you can't handle. Bottom of the hour, Mark Levin on what's going on with Robert Mueller yesterday and what is it like to have the number one book in the country, according to the New York Times. And then your calls next, 1-866-408-7669. The lines are jammed. It's all about you.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word DUNK to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text DUNK to 797979. Text DUNK to 797979.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1970.
The student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn. The lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the generation gap.
You just go through a phase of wanting to be up there, you know, in the limelight. Well, I'm going through a phase now where I don't want to be in the limelight.
Ding! Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings to the left, Ali swings to the right. Look at the kids carry the fight.
Everybody just gathered around, organized. And it was orderly. No kids were out of hand. They just wanted to talk. Two sections throwing tear gas, and the kids were picking up and throwing them back at the cops. And they chased the kids over the hill. The cops were boxing in. There was kids all around them. All of a sudden, cops got trigger happy and shot kids.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. The more you listen. listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
It does show that he had a motive to help the Democrats here. There's no other possible motive why he would have gone out of his way to say that. He could have easily said the opposite. If we had confidence that the president didn't commit a crime, we would have said it. If we had confidence that he committed a crime, we would have said it. But no, he emphasized only the possibility the president might have committed a crime. That went well beyond his authority as special counsel.
Liberal attorney Alan Dershowitz wrote a book about it, wrote the prelim to the Mueller report. He's outraged about what he saw yesterday. David, listen on WABC in New York, where our world headquarters is located. Hey, David.
You know, for the idea that somebody like Robert Mueller would be concerned about the rule of law, I think is a joke.
What do you mean?
Because I just want the audience to keep in mind that Robert Mueller, as well as Comey, just like Comey, came of age and rose through the ranks of the FBI during the height of the COINTELPRO program. Now, for those who are uninitiated, COINTELPRO was a massive illegal surveillance and harassment campaign by the FBI targeting individuals as well as organizations across the political spectrum who were guilty of doing absolutely no wrongdoing. They had no probable cause to target these people. And the only reason why the program ostensibly stopped in 1971 was because of the break in the New York Times. A few anti-war demonstrators actually broke into an office in Media, Pennsylvania.
All right, so David, he came up on dicey times. Now all gloves are off. We're going to start looking into this, especially at the terrible performance yesterday. Mike, listening on the TuneIn app in New York. Mike.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Great.
You probably don't remember, but I met you on the Fox and Friends set with when you were good enough to have my son Solomon on. He wrote History Bites books, so you got a whole series. But we really appreciate you having us on. And we also came up to meet Allison and
all right,
the crew.
Great, Mike. Just real quick, what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I want to know why Rod Rosenstein isn't more at the center of all this.
He was for the longest time. He was criticized, and now he wants out. But he was one of the people that could break the tie because both Barr and Mueller disagree on a key point. And Mike's son's got some great history books. Thanks, Mike.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167, 241-1167.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Mahalia Jackson, who died in 1972, is widely regarded as the first queen of gospel music. Although she was a heralded and much-loved performer, she lived a double life in racially divided America.
When I'm on the stage and on television and working with white people, they just hug me and love me and say I'm so wonderful and I'm so great. And then when I'm walking down the street like an ordinary citizen, they don't recognize me, and when I go into the department store in the South, I can't get a sandwich, I can't get a bottle of pop, I got to stand, I can't even get a cab, and I'm just the Mahalia Jackson that they got through saying how wonderful I am. What? I don't understand this. What makes people like that?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Bonus Track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Bruce Springsteen is a hero to many, but for one filmmaker who made a documentary about the rich history of the music scene in Asbury Park, New Jersey, Bruce Springsteen not only saved the day, he saved the film. Filmmaker Tom Jones said when he made the first version of his flick, Asbury Park, Riot, Redemption, and Rock and Roll, chronicling the one-of-a-kind social and music history of the tiny city, he felt like he had made a decent movie, but it was lacking the one key interview he could never get, the boss. Jones says he secured 76 interviews for his film, but managers for Springsteen turned him down. Then Springsteen unexpectedly showed up at the film's premiere and said, "Why am I not in this? I should be in this," and called Jones to see if he could help out. Once his interview was spliced into the existing footage, the interview gave the doc enough attention to book it in theaters nationwide for two nights. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With respect to impeachment question, at this point, all options are on the table, and nothing should be ruled out. What Special Counsel Mueller said loud and clear today for the American people is that President Trump is lying when he says no collusion, no obstruction, and that he was exonerated. If Mueller wanted to exonerate the president from having committed the crime, he would have said so.
That is the great Jerry Nadler, who passed out last weekend and woke up just in time to say the same thing he's always been saying, but did get the gift of Bob Mueller's nine-minute press conference that started at 11 a.m. and brought this impeachment talk front and center. Mark Levin was chronicling it all. In fact, it might even be in his paperback version of Unfreedom of the Press, which he's gotten word will be the number one book in the country on the New York Times bestseller list. He was number one on Amazon for days, but we didn't know if it would translate to the number one on the list, especially with Howard Stern's book out there. But, Mark, congratulations. Even though you've had the success before, how is that feeling?
Tingle up my leg, to quote the great Chris Matthews. How are you, brother?
Chris Matthews is great. You did break news.
Yeah, great at what he does, which is a liar mostly. It feels great. I'll tell you why. As you know, Chapter 6 is a real expose of the New York Times and its history, which it really doesn't want. It's censorship of the Holocaust, of all disgusting things, as well as the mass murder of Ukrainians by Stalin, for which they got a Pulitzer Prize. And just, 6 weeks ago, they had those magnificent cartoons that could have come out of the Third Reich, those anti-Semitic cartoons. The New York Times has a problem. And it's had a problem for a long, long time, and that's all throughout Chapter 6. So I was wondering, you know, you and I met, and I said, I don't know, this Chapter 6, it might be tough. And you, I think you said, I think you're going to do fine, because look at the crowd here. And it turns out we did great because of all the Levinites and conservatives and people who are concerned about this country who are out there.
So I was at the book review Sunday on Memorial Day, and I'll tell you, it's the outdoor. I remember I used to work in the restaurant business, and they would say, you don't want to work on Memorial Day because people want to be outside. And, you know, you everything's booked up. So Long Island has this great bookstore called Book Review in Huntington. And you said, listen, this is the only day I can do. And I, as I pulled up, the place, the whole place, it was wrapped around the store. I've never seen a crowd like that. So thousands of people, multiple books. And the thing is, then you worry when people come up, are they going to feel as though you're blowing them off because you want to move the line through? But instead, I'm watching people come down, and they're going, he's such a nice guy. He's so nice. He was so happy we were here.
Can I tell you why? Can I tell you why?
Why?
When I started out in this business a long time ago, I won't say who, but I was at WABC, and they had us on a boat and to meet people. And these people, people in our audience, most of them were elderly, and they paid to come on the boat to get a meal and to meet us. And the person next to me, who was also a host, kept saying, hurry up, hurry up. And I said to this person, why are you treating people like this? Well, I went and I said, we're not going anywhere. We're on a boat. And, you know, the way I view people who are standing in line and so forth, you're going to come to see me.
I know.
You're going to take time out of your day. You want to shake my hand. You want to buy my book. You want a signature from me. I am blessed. I could imagine my parents being in line doing something like that and how I wanted them to be treated. So every person that comes through, if they want to chat a little bit, I'll chat a little bit.
You know, that's true. And the thing is, too, Mark, as much success as you had, you weren't a child star. I don't remember seeing you on
Can't figure it out, can you? On the Little Rascals, you mean?
Yeah, Little Rascals or the Brady Bunch or
yeah.
Saved by the Bell. So
yeah.
you came into fame. You had success early, but you didn't have fame early. Do you think that has a lot to do with it?
You know, I don't view myself as famous. I just I'm on a mission. I know people find this hard to believe, and maybe I'm entertaining, maybe I'm interesting, maybe I'm substantive, maybe I'm whatever I am. But from a young age, my goal has been to advance the cause of liberty, the cause of our Constitution, the cause of our founding. Whether it's on radio or digital TV or Fox TV or in books, that's what I'm all about. I care about my family. I care about the future of this country. This is what was ingrained in me by my parents. And I let the chips fall where they may.
Couple of things. I want to get to the book, but I want to, and how it relates.
No, you don't. So, be honest. We're trying to slide it in. I don't mind. I get it. But you want to discuss today's issues. Go for it, baby.
No, I'm not going to segue yet, Mark, because you have that. At 6 o'clock, it's going to be your show. I want to get to your book because it's actually yeah. relevant. But
mm-hmm.
a couple of things.
Yeah.
I'm at Cape Canaveral, and I'm shooting a special that's going to air in July to celebrate 50 years since we've been on the moon.
Really?
And they point to the CBS booth, and I go, why do you guys have that there? It looks like 1950. He goes, well, it is. It's where Walter Cronkite wiped away a tear after he saw the launch. And I said, he goes, it also is where the space program got killed. And I said, what do you mean? He said, when Walter Cronkite saw the launch and said, there goes another $1 billion, the American public said, it costs how much? And we're getting how many rocks? And it almost died on the spot. It's the power of the press. Walter Cronkite, like it or not, love him or hate him, also killed the war in Vietnam. He decided we lost. He
yes,
came
he
back and said we go lost. So the power of the press, which is all about unfreedom of the press, which your book contains, history as well as today, is very relevant wherever I go.
The press is enormously powerful. It's more powerful than it was really intended to be. And so I go through a history, one of the chapters in the book, of... You know, I'll tell you, watching the press, particularly during the Trump era here, I said, you know, I talk about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. I really have not dug into the history of freedom of the press. Where does all this come from? And that's what this book does and more. And so I took a look at it, and I've looked at the various evolutions of the media from the Patriot Press that was pushing revolution and what and the principles in the Declaration to the party press that followed it where – you know, starting with Jefferson and Adams and Hamilton, where these newspapers would really align with a party or a candidate and a cause, and they'd be very transparent and open about it. And then you had a period of yellow journalism that followed that for a short period. And then the turn of the last century was the big push, where the progressives were devouring the rest of our society with the progressive movement and our government and so forth. but they also devoured the media. And the idea there was, look, the people are too stupid or they're too busy to really understand the news or appreciate the news, so we'll self-appoint a handful of us. We'll figure out what the news is, digest it, analyze it, interpret it, and then tell the American people what to believe through a progressive mindset. So we've had that for about 100 years. But what's really changed over the last 30 or 40 years is a new movement within journalism, both in journalism schools and in newsrooms. And that is the movement of what they call public press or community press. And in short, what it is social activism, Alinskyite social activism. And it's being taught in the Ivy League journalism schools. It's being practiced in our newsrooms. And that's why you see guys like Jim Acosta manufacturing events, pseudo-events, we call them. The president calls it fake news. And all of a sudden, manufactured events become news. I'll give you a zillion examples, like 900 former prosecutors sign a letter. Well, who cares? There's tens of thousands of former federal prosecutors, but that's a news story for a week. Or anonymous. The New York Times does something preposterous. They publish an anonymous op-ed where the real news is, what's the person? Who are they trying to sabotage the president? So you don't find out the real news, really what the real agenda is. And for a week, that was news. Well, this guy, Michael Wolff, his first fraudulent book, and now he's got another one coming out, he was the news for a week. Or this psychiatrist out of Yale saying the president was unhinged. She was the news for 2 weeks, or Avenatti, and so forth and so on. We are not being served by a free press. We're being served by a Democrat Party press, by a mass media that rejects freedom of the press and the idea behind freedom of the press.
I hear you. And one of the things you do in your book is you don't just say, okay, here's the history of it, which you go through the history. You cite something that struck me, and that's when Lara Logan hopped on that podcast with that Green Beret with the Navy SEAL. And he came and he just did a normal interview. And he said, well, you know, what's going on? He said, basically, I don't know where I fit in anymore. I see things going on in the world, and I see these news organizations with an agenda. And that's not the way I was brought up reporting things. And now she brings up the fact that there's so much anti-Trump, there's no more reporting, there's no appetite for what she does for a living.
Now, what's being done to Trump is unprecedented. We've reached a pinnacle now, and the public sees it. The press, what's left of it, is destroying itself. And they're destroying themselves over Trump, and Trump is destroying them. And remember, there's a difference, in my view, between the modern mass media and freedom of the press. These are not people who believe in a free press. You go into a newsroom, it's ideological, there's no diversity of thought, there's no independence of thought. There's an agenda. It's agenda-driven. It is fake news-driven. It is get-Trump-driven. And she's right. There's a handful of them who have stepped out, but they're very rare because if you step out, you basically destroy your career. There's been a few of them who have, but a very few. The vast majority of them are in sync. There's not a dime's worth of difference between the Democrat Party agenda, whether it's Russia collusion or obstruction or constitutional crisis or impeachment, and the media. And there's a reason for that. 80% of Republicans don't trust the media. 80% of Democrats do. Again, the information's in the book laying it out. It is unequivocal. It's not debatable.
And quick thing on the New York Times, what you're pointing out, too, is during World War II, a lot of people look back and we study this war, maybe 12th grade social studies, and maybe the first time we pick it up is in fourth grade, and then you decide to do it in college, and you expand on it. And sometimes you think back and you go, wait a second, how did we allow Jews to be rounded up in Nazi Germany and not know until we got into those camps, liberated those camps, what exactly was going on between the ovens and the concentration camps. Well, it was written about in 1944, but you found proof that the New York Times knew about it. By the way, Jewish family owned, knew about it as early as 1942, correct? So
it's
this could have been out there so much earlier.
You're right, and thank you for reading the book. It's a disgusting disgrace. It's a Jewish family-owned paper. Look, I'm Jewish, and they were concerned that if they wrote too much about the Holocaust, that they would be marginalized as a Jewish paper. FDR, who they loved the New Deal, wanted to tamp down attention on the Holocaust. There were a lot of other reasons that I explain in the book. I use three scholars in particular who've written about it who haven't gotten enough widespread attention. These are very, very serious scholars, professors, and so forth. The evidence is overwhelming. The New York Times knew what was going on. Foreign papers knew what was going on, and they essentially hid it. And that's why the name of the chapter is The New York Times Betrays Millions. The American people, it wasn't until 1944 that we, the people in this country, really had an idea that the Nazis were exterminating the European Jews. And also, 10 years before that, The New York Times pulled the same thing with the Ukrainians. Stalin could not get the peasant farmers in Ukraine to buckle to his command and control economy. So rather than just going there shooting them one at a time, he cut the Ukraine off, the breadbasket of Europe. He literally starved these people to death. They were cannibalizing each other. 10 million Ukrainians dead. Solzhenitsyn has written about how Ukrainians were trying to break into the gulag to eat. That's how horrible the situation was. Walter Durante, the New York Times correspondent at the time, very, very well known, very well respected, he was writing lies. He was in Stalin's back pocket. You had some British reporters who went to Ukraine, saw this, were reporting it in British newspapers like the Manchester Guardian. He attacked them in the pages of the New York Times. He covered up for Stalin in the pages of the New York Times. And he got a Pulitzer, which they haven't returned. You know what the New York Times response to this is after what? Brett Baer interviewed me? We understand our coverage was inadequate. Inadequate? No. It was an abomination. It was unconscionable. And you still have problems with Jews at the New York Times, with your little Holocaust-type, Third Reich-type cartoons that somehow got past your editor. And when Hamas is firing missiles into Israel, somehow you always wind up on Hamas's side. You defend Talib. You defend Omar. I mean, this newspaper is a disgrace. And the reason I focused on the New York Times is because it is considered the iconic news organization in the country that other news organizations rely on, and I want people to know about it.
I know you do, and your show's on every day at 6. My last question is, from now that we've had almost 24 hours to digest that 11 o'clock press conference yesterday, I know people, some people are angry, some people thought it was interesting, now I can impeach and anti-impeach. Mark, if I asked you just to, in your gut, why do you think he did what he did? What do you think? Why do you think he thought it was necessary to go out and give that nine-minute
address?
I'll
tell you why, Brian, because I thought about this a lot, and then I mentioned it on my radio show. There was no reason for him to do any of this. So why did he do it? The White House is saying he's basically repeating everything that's in the report. No, he went further than the information that's in the report. He pushed the envelope. He was more outrageous than normal in his contempt for the Bill of Rights and innocent until proven guilty. Why did he do that? Why did he again lead us to the impeachment issue without using the word impeachment? How did the Democrats know immediately, particularly Nadler? He had his speech ready. He jumped to the podium and off he went. What was going on here? They were not happy with his report. He gives his speech. There's not a single Democrat who was unhappy with what he said. They keyed off on some of his phrases. Even the media keyed off on some of his phrases, said this will really push impeachment, right? What did he get in return? Nadler's not pressing anymore for him to come in front of his committee. They got the narrative that they wanted. They don't want him in these committees anymore because all he can do is screw up for two reasons. Number one, there's a lot to question about this investigation, what he omitted, what he did, the staff that he hired, lots of questions. He said, I'm not answering those questions. This is the report. That's my testimony. That's number one. Number two, honestly, he looked feeble to me. He did not look like a guy who could sit there for 8, 9, 10 hours and take a grilling, particularly from the Republicans, which tells me in many ways he was a figurehead to Weissman and the other young Turks that he had hired. So they want to keep him in a cage. He kind of delivered what they wanted him to deliver, and they're pushing that agenda. And whether it was an open agreement or a tacit agreement, it really doesn't matter. That's what happened, in my view.
Well, that's a great assumption. And Rudy joined us last hour to say he doesn't believe that Robert Mueller knew the case. So you're on to something. Not only does your gut tell you you're right, but so do the facts. Mark, congratulations. Number one book of the country, Unfreedom of the Press. Keep it going, all right?
You got it, baby. Thanks for everything, Brian.
All right, you got it. It was great seeing you on Sunday and being so nice to my family, my brother, and my wife.
We enjoyed it. We enjoyed it very much.
Absolutely. It was great to see you, and I actually like your wife better. I hope you don't mind. Julie's great.
I do mind. Watch yourself.
I'm back in a moment.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant.
and I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 7575 when applying. Avant.com, code 7575. That's Avant.com, code 7575.
You're catering a wedding, and the bride says,
"Everyone is raving about the hors d'oeuvres. My aunt was asking if you do corporate events."
Now is the time when the right business card is essential, and Vistaprint can help. Head to Vistaprint.com, and you can customize 500 cards starting at just $9.99. You choose the paper, the shape, and the finish. Whatever your style, create a card that gives you the confidence to own the now. So head to Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 1515 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1515.
Underage smoking and vaping is a serious problem. One way to combat it, raise the legal age to purchase from 18 to 21. About 80% of high school students turn 18 before graduating. If they can legally buy tobacco, they can share with underage classmates. Raising the purchase age to 21 reduces underage access. That's why Juul Labs supports making 21 plus the law nationwide. Learn more at juul.com/T21. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Just wrapping up. How great is Mark Levin? Also, this hour, talking to Admiral James Stavridis while weaving in all your calls. Just going to tell you, go to BrianKilmeade.com. I want to meet you in person. And if you go to BrianKilmeade.com, you'll know I'll be in Bonita Springs on Florida, in Florida, as well as Orlando, Florida, July 19th and 20th. And I'll be doing the show on stage calling America Great from the Start, where I have a chance to go through our early days. We put politics aside, and we talk about what makes this country exceptional. Not perfect, but great. It also builds on my Fox Nation series, What Made America Great. And I travel the country from Andrew Jackson's home at the Hermitage to Jefferson Island, to Prison Island, off the coast in the Keys. You'll see it all on that series. So I combine them both. It'll stream on Fox Nation, one of the hottest new Fox networks. And then in August 10th and 11th, I'll be in Charlottesville, North Carolina. Charlottesville's picking up pace with ticket sales. And then Birmingham, Alabama. And then in November, I'll be in San Antonio, Texas. Mike was on WTKF in North Carolina. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just wanted to point something out. I watched some of the Bob Mueller interviews.
Yep.
And it reminded me of a 1979 movie with Peter Sellers called Being There. And I'm not sure if you've seen that movie.
Nope.
Chance Gardner.
Brian, I haven't, but now I am determined to find out what exactly you're referring to. Mike, thanks. Over in North Carolina. A lot of people have opinions on that 9 minutes. It's playing out a lot. I like Mark Levin, very intriguing. Says these guys had all their scripts ready to go. They seem to know the important parts of the speech. Did Bob Mueller just make a deal so he didn't have to testify? Brian Kilmeade Show. See you tomorrow on Fox and Friends and back here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. BrianKilmeade.com to always be in touch.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?